sound if you want to go.
Ready? Rolling.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Zero talking now.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Gay, 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 gay.
People who accuse others of being gay are often covering up their own latent homosexuality.
Gay, 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 gay.
Y'all be good. Praise the Lord. Don't smoke, don't drink, don't fornicate, don't commit adultery, don't you be gay, and God will love you.
When you're getting your ass hammered by guys, there's no better feeling than to have that done.
And now.
Dodgers. Dodgers.
You know what? That one really, really hurt.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31, and it's Thursday, the 16th of Foxtober.
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
I love you.
Dodgers down to their final out, and it's Nomar Garciaparra. Trying to extend the night. Garciaparra pops it up. Ruiz says he's got it. The Phillies win the pennant. And for the first time since 1993, Philadelphia's going to the World Series.
All morning long, people at K-Rock have been coming into Mike like they're walking into a funeral home saying, dude, and Mike's trying to put the good spin on it. You know, well, he was 80. You know, he had a good life. He did everything he wanted to do. We can't be too sad. Mike's trying to pep everybody up a little bit.
But let's
you can
be honest.
Tell he's lying.
Yeah, let's be honest. There's too much pain there from the Dodgers. 5-1. 5-1? Is that what it was? Yeah.
Psycho Mike.
Yeah.
How many times do you think Rafael Furcal dropped his car keys on the way out to the car and then hit a post trying to get out of the parking lot?
Yeah, for no reason. He just picked up his car keys and threw them across the parking lot in the wrong direction.
Kevin, Dodger shortstop had 3 errors in 1 inning.
Oh, in 1 inning?
I'm afraid so.
Wow, those guys make mistakes rarely.
Yeah.
Especially a guy like him.
Especially him. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
3-1 inning. I could do that.
Sure.
You know?
I could misplay every ball that comes to me. Absolutely, I could do that. It's there's some games where everything is going against you from play ball, and last night was one of those games. I mean, the first batter for the Phillies hit a home run.
Oh,
first batter up.
Really?
Are you kidding?
I mean, and that kind of sets the tone, and you kind of go, okay, this is the game we need to win to go on, and we're down. We don't even have an out yet, and we're already losing. And that's kind of – then it just – it's a snowball after that.
Yeah, I saw the score online a couple times, and I thought of Mike. I thought, oh, Mike's just going to be sitting there sobbing. He's just sobbing.
I thought of you guys and the curse that we're never going to stop hearing about.
Nice.
When Mark O'Brien had Tommy Lasorda on yesterday? Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
That's the one.
Jim Rome, too.
We tried to tell him. Jim Rome had him on, too. Yeah. We tried to tell all those guys, you don't talk to anyone with the organization on an eve of a big game. You just don't.
Yeah. They didn't listen, did they?
They didn't listen. They didn't listen. I know. Mike, what's the spin? What have you been telling people?
Look, this team far exceeded my expectations and a lot of the expectations of most Dodger fans. And they got invaluable experience for the young team. It's a predominantly young team, and that's a lot of really good experience for guys like James Loney and Matt Kemp. So, you know, the questions that are begged at the end of this season are, will they sign Manny Ramirez again? And what's up with Brad Penny? This is a guy who looks like young Roger Clemens at the beginning of every season. But at the end of every season, there's always questions about what he's going to be next season. So, I mean, we'll see.
Looked like Joe Torre got plenty of rest.
He doesn't sleep in the dugout.
In the dugout, looks like he got some good rest in there. I thought he's going to be well rested by the end of the series. That's good.
In all sports, there's 2 schools of thought on coaching. You can be the Bobby Knight intense, kind of, you know, threaten your players type of guy.
2 seconds from a heart attack at all times.
Or you could be a good people person, Joe Torre. And this guy that coaches the Rays, this Joe Madden, he's the same way. It's kind of laid back. Not going to waver, not going to make things seem like they're getting out of hand no matter what the situation. And Joe Torre is just, man, he is even keeled to say the least. You look at him in any situation in the game, regardless of what's happening. And
he's got a poker face.
Same look on his face.
Manny wants $20 to $25 million a season to play, by the way.
$20 to $25 million a season?
Yes. That's what he wants.
Could he get that?
Yes.
What, I think he could. Oh, yes, he can. What, yeah. Can he get that from Dodgers? I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. But what he did in this postseason is unprecedented. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable. He literally shattered.
He got it over 500.
He shattered every offensive record for the postseason practically since the modern day of the postseason.
Yeah,
back in the day, postseason used to be the World Series. And Babe Ruth would come up and hit like 700 in one World Series. But since we've had this modern postseason, he shattered pretty much every offensive record. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
And the number of people that can do that is very small.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny you should say that because you know how sometimes at sporting events they'll put a mic on a player or an ump or a coach and give you a chance to kind of see inside the game a little bit? They had a couple of players on the Phillies dugout who were jumping up and down when Manny got one of his hits. And they were like, how does he do that? How does he see the ball like that?
Really?
How come I can't do that? I mean, it was just hysterical to see guys who are professionals who are in the same business are amazed looking at a guy like Manny. They can't figure out why he's so good. But a lot of guys in the league next year will have dreadlocks, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I mean, our one run, it was a 5-1 game. Our one run was Manny's solo home run. He was our only offense, really, throughout the entire Philly series.
So, good times.
So, good times. Well, at least you don't have any more of those annoying postseason baseball games that you have to keep up with, right? Now you got a little more
free time. Yeah, totally.
You know, look at it that way.
We're dying to see the World Series, Kevin. Oh. Can't wait.
I'm thinking of if I'm a Fox executive.
Yeah.
You've got to be slitting your wrist right now.
And you're thinking of that L.A.-Boston World Series that seemed so possible a week ago.
I started off with two Chicago teams, essentially two L.A. teams.
Sure.
The Boston Red Sox, and I'm looking good. Now I'm down to the Rays and the Phillies. Essentially.
So it's a Rays and Phillies World Series.
Well, the Rays are up 3-1 on Boston, and they're just crushing them. They're not just winning, they're crushing. So.
Wow, that's going to suck.
No, it could be good.
Yeah, no.
It could be good. Could be a good series.
Mm-mm. Says the guy who doesn't watch any of it.
I know.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show.
Okay.
Let's turn things around just a bit.
Yep.
Why do people do the wave at baseball games?
Did they do it last night, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
F them. They deserve to lose then.
What's wrong with the wave? I think it's fun.
It's communism.
The wave is communism?
It is communism.
I didn't know that.
What are you talking
about? It is. Wow. You might as well give your property away if you do the wave. Yes, I agree.
I've never been excited by it. I'll tell you that. But I don't care if it happens. I don't get the anger.
No.
I care a great deal because if you are so retarded that you get excited about being able to stand up and sit down the same time as other people in your section, then you shouldn't have a driver's license to be able to get yourself to a game.
Right,
you're not mentally sufficient to be able to live in the modern world.
So you're saying
that excites you.
So you're saying 75% of baseball fans are retarded.
Yeah, if they're doing the wave, all of them, every one of them.
You're missing
absolutely.
The point of the wave.
It's fun.
Of standing up and sitting down.
It's watching it. It's watching so many people participating in the same thing as it goes around
look,
the stadium.
Oh, look, something shiny. Do those same people stop when they see the reflection in a mirror and can't believe it?
Not the same thing at all.
Got a lot of time to fill at a baseball game, dude.
Exactly.
I mean, really, if you do the wave two, three times, that's all right.
After you get your hot dogs and your beer and go to the bathroom, then you got the wave.
Can't figure out where to focus. You're looking around. You're talking to your friends. Hey, let's do something that looks cool.
Furcal was trying to do the wave last night, and he fell down. He was sad.
He couldn't even do the wave.
Also
on today's show, funny man Frank Caliendo.
Yeah.
He will be here. Talking about his Frank TV series. Let's see. I don't want to tell you about that song because that'll bring out some ugliness in Bean.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're not playing that.
Oh,
that's
we're
not,
so
that
playing
is,
that.
That is.
We are playing the hell out of that.
That can't be played. I haven't even heard it, and I can tell you that it's objectionable. I'm writing a strongly worded letter right now to the management of K-Rock and to whoever's working on this show.
Good luck with that. Rochelle Lee. Hosts UFC All Access, more importantly, on the cover of the Playboy November issue.
Mm. No, more importantly, inside the November Playboy issue.
Yeah, true. So we're going to have her in the studio.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yes, we are. So that's coming up today as well. And we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beatnik.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Come on. How are you going to...
last month of the year, Kevin. Why do you hate
me? Megan Fox, Megan Fox, oh, Megan Fox.
That's why.
Big bulging things are going to happen. And by that I mean a Megan Fox outside my window.
He's being too subtle there.
Megan Fox behind the tree. I wish the whole world could see that she has the most perfect boobies, and it's Megan Fox outside my window plane.
Ow, Megan Fox.
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
Why is she so hot?
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
Oh, remember Transformers was you checking under the hood?
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
Yeah, that was good. I like to check under her hood, if you know what I mean, with my dipstick.
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
Oh, she's so hot. Yeah, and Kevin, you're gay if you don't like this song.
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
It's Foxtober.
Megan Fox outside my window. Megan Fox behind the tree.
Did I mention she's hot?
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
Do we not have anyone who could, I don't know, sing?
You know? Do it more perfectly than that? No, we don't.
No.
Right. It's 548, Ralph. This is your opportunity to tell all of us that you told us so. We are prepared to accept your scorn. Go ahead.
What did he tell us?
I don't know. What did I say? What did I say?
Oh, because he's from Philly? You mean Phillies?
Remember the email he sent out last night?
Oh, Phillies, woo! This is why baseball is the greatest sport in the world,
Wait a minute.
Oh, God, I love this game.
You hate baseball.
I love baseball so much. I got the Phillies fever.
Are you going to watch any of the World Series games?
No.
No. All right.
And if Philadelphia wins and has a World Series championship, will it affect your life in any way whatsoever?
None.
No.
Here's the thing. I am a huge homer. You know that I love Philadelphia.
Yes,
love my
you're
own
a huge
homo,
too. Yeah.
Hey, how about the...
That's what you...
Homer.
Oh. Homer.
Don't! I okay. love Philadelphia. I love my hometown. And I am very excited for the people of Philadelphia. It's the... it's... Of all the major sports cities in America, it has gone the longest without a national championship of any kind.
But when you look at their fans, you go... Don't really deserve it, a-holes.
So I'm very excited for this particular series and for the World Series coming up for that fact.
Okay.
That said, could not watch the game last night. Tried, sat
really?
Down,
you tried
turned it on. What else is on? I just had to flick around, and I would just come back and check the score every once in a while. Couldn't force myself to sit through an entire game of baseball. I was more interested in this baseball game than any game ever. Could not get through it. Could not watch the whole game. Wanted to. Tried.
So you're happy for your brothers who could be excited about it.
Exactly. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
Baseball. It's freaking baseball.
Did you turn over and watch John McCain yell at you?
He's an angry little man, isn't he?
He is when he smiles like, Andrew.
He's got like an angry smile.
Totally
he can't lighten up at all, ever.
Some people can get away with attacking, and still you go, wow, that person's pretty nice. That's not him.
No. Mm-hmm. You just go, wow, he's right, but he's a dick. Even when he's right, you can't like him.
Oh, I get it. Oh, that's how it is. Okay, I see.
He's doing a lot of that. Hey, Grandpa.
I tuned
get
in.
Off my lawn.
I tuned in, like Ralph did to the Phillies, I tuned into the debate. This is going to be the best one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if I'm going to watch any of it, this is going to be the one. So I sat down, and they started talking about Joe the effing plumber.
Joe the plumber.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I had to look for something else. I could not stay there.
Well, McCain picked him as his running mate. He dumped Sarah Palin yesterday, and Joe the plumber is now his running mate.
Yeah, Joe the plumber, he's got a lot of problems.
Yeah, you got a lot of problems.
It was. I'm sorry to see that show canceled, though, the presidential debates. It was getting pretty funny.
Couldn't be soon enough for me.
Yeah, it was pretty
Only
yeah.
carpoolers left the air sooner than the debate series.
5:51, it's Thursday morning. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
This makes me sad. Dude's trying, but not enough, I guess, for his wife. Dave Duchovny and Taya Leone apparently have split.
Really?
Aww.
Dave, of course, recently went into rehab for his sex addiction. And a spokesman for the pair has released a statement to People magazine yesterday saying they have been separated for several months. This is my favorite part. But they hope to keep the separation private for the sake of the children. So you released a statement to People magazine saying that you hope to keep the separation private? Is that how it works? Anyway, they've got a 9-year-old daughter named Madeline and a 6-year-old son named Kid.
Kid. Hey, Kid, come here.
Kid, come over here.
I like that.
K-Y-D, if I remember correctly.
That's absolutely correct. So apparently, maybe Dave went to rehab a little too late, but sad because they're a cool couple.
Yeah.
I like them both enormously individually. I always thought they were a great couple together, but everybody's got their problems, right?
That's we're going to find out that
if Madonna and Guy Ritchie can't make it work,
right?
Who can?
Really?
That's true. That's true.
You know who you need as an ex? Pink. This is how you want your ex to behave.
Okay.
Pink told the Post Chronicle that her ex, Carrie Hart, is incredible in the sack and thinks it could be the reason she proposed to him in the first place. That's what you want out of your ex-wife right there.
Wow.
She just made him the most popular bachelor in America.
Instead of bad-mouthing him like a lot of exes do.
Exactly. Yeah, he's my ex. Oh, he's incredible in bed. You girls should bang him. That's what she's saying, pretty much. That's what you want out of an ex.
Not that Carrie has any trouble getting ladies,
I bet.
But
I'm sure.
A little endorsement from the sisterhood can't hurt.
Can't hurt at all.
Okay, explain the pink.
Speaking of pink, Lindsay Lohan and Samantha Ronson in the news again. They have released a statement saying they are still very much a couple. So all that rumors you've heard about her going back to the Wang Bone, not the case, apparently. They're fine, says a representative for the couple. She told Access Hollywood that they're still very much lesbians.
And when we don't blow this, Lindsay.
And when we put that through the PR translator...
It means they've been broken up for years.
Yeah. Exactly.
Never together.
George Clooney is talking about Batman, of all things. You'd think he'd be past that.
Yeah, that
many
was how long
since
ago?
He's played Batman.
15?
Jeez. I don't know if that long, but...
10?
10, yeah. Because of The Dark Knight, of course, one of the largest money-making movies ever. In a recent interview, they asked George about Batman, and, you know, it's widely regarded as one of the worst Batman films ever.
The one that he was in.
The one that he was in.
And not really his fault at all, by the way.
No, exactly. But
it's the script and the costume.
But because of the stink on that film, it's followed him around for some time as a major failure. However, he says it was the biggest break in his entire career. He said if he hadn't been in a high-profile movie like that, which actually made money, even though critically it was blasted, that he wouldn't have the career he has now. So he said he was very excited when he got the phone call from the head of Warner Brothers Pictures and asked him to play Batman. Plus, he said he was a huge Batman fan as a kid, so it was sort of... wish fulfillment to be able to put on the cape.
Cool, anyway.
Right. I'm Batman, bitches!
Yeah.
That's a clip from him.
I'm still waiting for that phone call, by the way, from the head of Warner Brothers.
To be Batman?
Yeah, yeah.
To be Batman.
I don't think it's going to happen anytime now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good news! LC and Heidi Montag have made up.
No!
Oh, my God. I thought that would never happen.
Oh! I feel as if I've just taken a giant dump. That's how relieved I am. I feel all warm and relaxed.
I don't think you watched that show.
Not even a little bit. Okay. I watched that less than baseball.
All right.
If that's possible. But apparently, Us Weekly Magazine has the story where Lauren Conrad said that she and Heidi are the best of buds again. Apparently, Heidi made the first move. Heidi spotted Lauren celebrating her runway show in Los Angeles and went up to congratulate her on her success for her fashion line. The two had an intimate little conversation and were spotted smiling and hugging, and apparently they put all that bad blood behind them and they're just the best of pals again.
Everything is good again.
Oh, it's like, you know what it's like, Kevin?
What?
It's like Palestine and Israel.
It is, sort of,
sitting down at the table and extending the olive branch and settling things in the Middle East. That's kind of what it's like.
I have a question as the guy who does watch The Hills. Now that the only plot point has been resolved, what are they going to do on that show?
If what they're do not they do have... now? They have a plot and they don't do anything.
Well, I'm saying they have 10 minutes of Lauren saying, yeah, I wonder if Heidi and I will ever be friends. And then 10 minutes of Heidi saying, sure wish Lauren and I were friends. And that's the whole show every week. If they're friends, there's nothing for anyone to do or talk about.
They're Spencer.
Aren't they going to build off this now Lauren hates Adrina? Because of Justin Bobby.
Oh, Justin Bobby.
The hell are you people talking
right?
about?
I mean, hasn't that the new thing this year that supposedly Lauren's trying to press up on her Adrina's ex-boyfriend, so there's this big feud between them?
Well, they say Adrina's leaving the show anyway, so I don't know what's going to happen.
What
She's
am I gonna do
getting now? A spinoff.
Oh. We are spinoff?
That's big news. Yeah, they're talking about Adrina having a spinoff in New York, I think, or something.
Oh, Upside Down Eyes?
Or maybe Adrina has this different spinoff in L.A. and Whitney has the spinoff in New York. There's all sorts of spinoffs being planned. I think none of the girls can stand each other anymore.
She's joining Grey's Anatomy as Dr. McRabbit Face.
But neck down, Adrina has really come into her own this year. She's unbelievable.
Great uniform. Bad helmet.
Yep.
Once again, pardon my Hills ignorance, but didn't Brody Jenner, wasn't he dating Lauren Conrad? Aren't they boyfriend
at one time,
and girlfriend?
Yes. Yeah.
Don't they still have a commercial where they're using cell phones with each other or something?
Yes, they did.
They're the couple that can't separate. Like, even though they'll take their breaks, everybody knows that Brody and Lauren really love each other.
Well, I beg to differ, Psycho Mike, because In Touch magazine says that Brody Jenner has found his true love.
Jade Nicole?
Jade Nicole.
Ah! Oh, there you go.
Playboy Playmate Jade Nicole.
Playmate of the year.
Is the one, says Brody, and the couple has gotten very serious. She is the one vagina in his bed
good
tonight.
Good choice.
Yes.
And you guys wonder why people look at them and go, wow, I sure would like to be famous.
Look at that.
Brody Jenner, who has done nothing except have rich, famous parents, now gets to be with Jade Nicole.
Playmate of the year.
Playmate of the year.
That's vagina.
Indeed. And Paul McCartney isn't apparently too happy with Giorgio Armani. The two are having a feud. Oh, it's just like The Hills, only with old dudes. Apparently.
The Hills were about a retirement home.
Exactly. Paul has released a letter on behalf of PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, telling Giorgio Armani to stop using fur in his designs. Giorgio Armani reportedly has released a statement saying, no.
That was the statement?
That was the statement, yeah.
He's not with Heather anymore. He doesn't have to pretend with all this this animal rights BS.
He's
that was just for her, I thought.
He's been a long-time vegetarian, even before he met Heather,
But he wasn't an activist like Heather turned him into.
That's true. He was just a pot-smoking vegetarian on his farm for many years. Giorgio Armani said, if you stop writing songs like Freedom, I'll stop using fur. And I think that's a fair deal.
Ouch.
If you stop sucking, Paul, then you'll stop using fur. How about that?
He's got a new album coming out next month, Ralph.
Paul McCartney does?
I know you can't wait.
Paul McCartney?
He releases more albums than I listen to in a year. Didn't he just put one out?
Because they're not good. It doesn't take that much time to make them.
Guess not. I'm dumbfounded by that fact.
Yeah. Huh. There are some people who are afraid to put something out because it'll taint the history of what they've done.
Not Paul.
Not him. He's fine with
it. He's not resting on those Beatle laurels at all.
Nope.
No. He's got not afraid to tarnish that legacy. What are you doing there, Psycho Mike? What are you pulling out? Is that Jade Nicole right there?
Yes.
She's a beast. Oh, what a pig.
I'm trying to remember the last time he had a good song. I mean, has it been 15 years? Has it been 20 years? How far back
maybe
do you have
longer,
to go?
Maybe longer. Everybody gonna dance tonight. This freaking song. Everybody gonna feel all right.
Everybody gonna dance around tonight. I mean, Kevin, you have kids. Weren't they about three when they were making up songs that good? I mean, seriously?
Retarded.
That sounds like something off of Wiggles' album.
Play me a little more of it.
Yeah.
That's strong. Everybody
gonna dance around. Everybody gonna hit the ground. Oh, ground. Everybody gonna dance around
tonight. Oh, fuck you. Yeah, not a song, Paul. Not a song.
Well, musically it's good, though, because instead of using any drums, he's just kicking a cardboard box, apparently, to keep the rhythm while he plays mandolin. What the F? Was it 1912? Get in the studio. Twist some knobs.
Call Danger Mouse or somebody.
Exactly. Get Omar to lay down some fat beats. Today's celebrity birthdays. Angela Lansbury is 83 years old today.
Oh.
Kevin? Thank you. Wow. Suzanne Somers turns 62 years old today. Now look, I know she's 62.
Right. Yeah.
But she looks insanely good.
I haven't seen her.
She does.
Really, in
it's,
a long time?
It's like, deal with the devil good.
Yeah.
Yeah, something's wrong there. Tim Robbins, actor, director, activist. He is 50 years old today. Flea of the Red Hot Chili Peppers turns 46 years old today. I wonder what his bandmates will be getting Flea for his birthday. Anthony?
I'm going to buy him some smack-a-dang-a-wang-a-dang-a-bang-wang-a-doo. California.
That's what I figured. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Tell you what the Dodgers needed last night was that new K-Rock sticker on the back of their cars. If they'd have had that, they'd have won. Sure. That's for sure. You can pick up the sticker for free at any Del Taco location all around Southern California. You fill out the back and mail it in or get your sticker and then go to the website to enter the code, and you'll be eligible for the grand prize drawing. Maybe 2009 Toyota Matrix, which is a brand new car, plus the K-Rock Golden Ticket, tickets to every single K-Rock show in 2009. You can get all the details right there on our website at krock.com.
Ralph did a story yesterday that I find hard to believe. And it is that the Celebrity Apprentice is coming back.
I find that hard to believe as well, by the way.
Dennis Rodman is on this year's season. And somehow Dennis Rodman has become good friends with Donald Trump.
Oh, come on. They're palling around those two?
That was my...
Really?
That's what I thought. No possible way.
One thing in common? Anything?
No.
Doesn't the Donald... He's the publicity whore. And
yes.
He'll say anything for people to talk about him and talk about his show. And
well,
if it's good
true.
Press for him and Donald and Dennis Rodman to be hanging out, then he'll say that.
Right. But they're not really.
But
that's
I'm saying
the
they're
point.
Not really hanging out.
He'll
yeah, I agree. Well, yeah. Yeah, maybe so. Well, let's find out because I think we have Mr. Trump on the line right now. Hey, Donald, welcome back to the Kevin Bean Show, my friend.
Yo, my jiggas.
Oh, here we go. Really? This is what happens when you hang out with one black guy?
How are you doing, home slice?
You and Dennis Rodman, friends?
We're more than that. We're homies.
Okay. Donald, look, why don't you just come straight with us and admit that you say that because you're trying to drum up interest for the television series, The Celebrity Apprentice. You guys are working together, and you're trying to get press out of it. That's
yo,
it.
Yo, why you all got to be up in my grill? Why you got to hate on me?
What do you guys have in common? What could you possibly have to talk about except for stuff on the show?
Dennis and I have a deep... deep connection.
What is it?
We both like to make it rain when we're in the club. Yo.
But only you can afford to make it rain. I can't imagine that Dennis Rodman can.
Dennis makes it rain in another way.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
I don't like the sound of that. Yeah.
With the Lizades. And the zippers.
Is he taking the game seriously? Is he? Because he seems like he's got a bad attitude, like he always has, because he's Dennis Rodman. Does he even try to win any of the challenges on The Apprentice Show?
Why you got to come at a brother like that?
He's just asking a question.
Dennis is working hella hard.
According right,
now
to this...
Now I see what you guys mean.
Pete, according to this report, they're in the second or third week of filming, and Dennis Rodman is still there, so he didn't get fired immediately.
That's amazing.
And is that because he's your home slice now?
I like hardworking people, mm-hmm. and Dennis is working very hard on the show. He's doing all the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
He is a new man. That's why I'm down with the worm, yo.
Wow.
I don't know. You can't really pull this off as a 60-year-old white dude with a comb over. I'm sorry, Donald.
Look who's talking. Hella.
You heard about that?
Bean, you're fizzired.
Kevin Bean Show, Sing It If You Know It, 619 Thursday.
So I say D.
Come on.
I say D-O.
Come on.
D-O-D-G-E-R-S. The team that's all heart, all heart and all thumbs, they're my Los Angeles, your Los Angeles, our Los Angeles.
Do you think we'll really win the pennant?
Well, You don't get to hear the great Danny Kaye song for a whole other offseason, Kevin. I know you're sad.
That is such a gay song. And why are they all hearts and thumbs? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Does he say hearts and thumbs? Is that what he says?
Yes, he
Sounds
does.
Like a sex move.
What? Really? I don't even know what that means.
I think when he did that song in the 50s, there must have been something going on with the Brooklyn Dodgers, probably, that made that relevant and make
all
sense.
All hearts and thumbs.
I don't get it.
All right.
Mike, you were at the game last night.
Yeah.
Did I misunderstand the score at the end, or are the Dodgers out and the Phillies instead are moving on to the World Series this year?
You are correct, sir. We got shut down by Cole Hamill, Private Eye.
Cole Hamill.
Cole.
Is that his real name?
Cole Hamill plays by his own rules.
Is that his real name?
Yeah.
You know?
He's a Southern California kid, and he's their ace, and he was every bit their ace last night. He just shut the Dodgers down.
Tell me about you get one impression of the game watching it on TV, another game entirely if you're there. What was the crowd? Were they out of it from that first batter that hit a home run? Was it a mellow crowd all night, or did they rally when needed?
No, I mean, don't get me wrong. Jimmy Rollins starting off the game with a home run did not help, but the Dodgers fans seemed to be really into it until that inning with the three errors from Furcal. That was the real dagger to the heart. It wasn't the first inning home run.
Well, you do. I would imagine you get the feeling that there's no possible way we're cursed tonight. I mean, you do if one of your best players makes three errors in one inning,
which never happens.
I mean, that's
Last probably night, never happened you know, to him in his entire life.
Right.
Exactly. No, you're exactly right. And last night was 20 years to the day that Kirk Gibson hit that home run to win game one of the World Series in 1988.
Yeah, that's a meaningless stat, but thank you for that.
I'm just saying it was in the air, that kind of emotional lift.
Okay, what happened to it then?
No, but I think Mike is right. I think you feel like that's what makes you feel like it's destiny that we win, because how could we not, because of the poetic justice of 20 years to the day of one of the most famous moments in Dodger history, which they played last night, by the way. It was just as exciting to see that Kirk Gibson home run again.
Right, but anyone that thinks that way is stupid.
And the call, by the way, on the game by Joe Buck's father, Jack, too, which I thought was interesting, that he was the guy who was doing the play-by-play for that series. But 20 years to the day didn't turn out to matter so much. Now, what about, Mike, what about the bad calls by the umpires? I mean, clearly there's nothing to complain about because the Dodgers lost fair and square.
Right.
But there were a couple of them, like that Jeff Kent one, two men on, seventh inning. That ball was so low it almost hit the dirt.
Right.
And it was a called strike.
It was a bad call, third strike. And earlier in the game, Russell Martin had a similar one, and you could see them arguing. And Russell Martin, being a catcher, probably was saying, look, you have not been calling that a strike on our end. I know I'm holding the strike zone for us. And it was a big mess because, you know, a lot of the Dodger fans were booing like crazy, thinking that was going to be like a pivotal moment in the game. But at the end of the day, 5-1 doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know?
5-1, Jeff Kent gets up, who's a good hitter. You got two men on, one out.
377 career home runs. He's hit 9 in the postseason on top of that.
And by the way, you're thinking to yourself, with one swing of the bat, this is a one-run ball game. This is not out of reach. All Kent needs to do is hit one.
The 2-2. Got him looking. Cole Hamill strikes out Jeff Kent to end the threat in the seventh.
Would you say Jeff Kent was all heart and thumbs?
He was. They refused to play the replay at Dodger Stadium because they knew it was so far out of the strike zone.
Well, they showed it on the TV. They've got that little Fox box where they show it on the TV, and you can see where the ball goes, and it was several inches low. But you talked to a lot of fans at Dodger Stadium yesterday too, right, Mike?
I did. Took the K-Rock microphone, and
would you describe this as after the loss, as during the game, or as before any action started?
Well, this is pregame.
Pregame.
Yeah.
So this would be before the Dodgers played.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pregame.
Here you go.
Let's go, Dodgers!
What are you willing to sacrifice to make sure that Manny Ramirez comes back as a Dodger next week?
I'll give up my package, my leg, and everything else.
Cut off your wiener to have Manny Ramirez.
Both of them.
Would you vote for Joe Torre for president of the United States?
Hell yeah.
So what do you think the Dodgers have to do strategically to make sure they win tonight?
Well, they should have Manny Ramirez hit at least 10 home runs.
Are the Dodgers going to do it, sir?
Oh, yeah, they're going to put it down today, and then we're going to go back to with the Phillies home time, we're going to take two over there.
You think the Dodgers can do it tonight?
They're going to do it all next 3 games.
You think they can really take it tonight and then go back to Philly and sweep?
No doubt about it.
Dodgers!
Oh, man, that hurts.
We have a Dodger fan angry on line 9 who wants to talk to us on the Kevin Bean Show this morning. Good morning. Is this Tom from Los Angeles?
This is Tom. How you doing, Kevin and Bean?
Oh, you've been drinking.
No.
You haven't been drinking.
I haven't been drinking. This is Tommy Lasorda.
That Tom. Hi,
sure.
Mr. Lasorda.
Oh, can you believe that game last night?
Yeah. It was very disappointing. Was I know you must be sad.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
And what's with Furcal?
I don't know.
Well, he's usually dependable.
Every play, he committed an ROR. Him right in the BALLS. The Dodgers bullpen. The whole series, they've been playing like TRASH.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Like an ice pick right in the BRAIN.
How's sorry,
your check
Tommy.
Engine light?
The check engine light is good. It is off.
Fine.
I think the team was dripping something on their driveway.
Yeah? You think they need
it wasn't transmission fluid.
Take it in for a tune-up?
Something else.
Yeah.
What? Tom? Oh, don't say that, Tommy. Tommy, are you looking ahead toward next season? You've been with the
next
Dodgers 60 years. You coming back?
Oh, next season?
What?
What? What, Tom? You okay?
I can't audio sexy.
I can't understand what you're saying, Mr. Lasorda.
I think I had a stroke.
Oh, that's not good.
So if that yellow check engine light comes on, make sure you call Dodgers.
Oh, what good timing, huh?
No.
What good timing?
All right, first of all,
what good timing?
What? I'm eating breakfast here, and I'm sure others are too. No, is what I'm saying. No.
Well, what I'm saying is go ahead and just for a minute put your breakfast down. You're not in that big a rush. It's only 6:33.
My breakfast is going to be coming up after I hear this. Mm. What's the deal? I mean, look, part of what concerns me about the song that Kevin now wants to play that apparently has something to do with poop is that...
How dare you?
Is that he won't let anyone listen to it. That's part of what concerns me about it. And if Kevin is the barometer of good taste,
no,
then
we
all need to fear for the democracy.
I don't want to ruin it for you before you hear it and it's just magic on the air and then you'll just be blown away and you go, yes, thank you, Kevin, for not sharing that with me.
I don't want to hear any songs about poop.
It's not technically...
All right, we just played the MIA song called
Yes,
Paper Planes.
Right.
Tell everybody what your precious parody song is called.
Paper Stains.
Okay. That's Paper Stains. Is there any way that that song isn't gross?
That's not really the question. I mean,
it is the question. I don't want to hear about that.
Change the question to, is there any way it's funny? The answer,
yes.
My friend, is yes, my friend. My friend.
Bob the plumber
yes,
would like
my
it.
Yes, my friend. Bob the plumber would approve.
That's Joe, first of all. And second of all,
whatever.
Was Psycho Mike involved? Because we all know now that he is a public pooper. Do we want him now being involved in infecting the rest of us with his poop fetish?
I don't think he was much. How much did you do for this song?
I helped write some of the lyrics, but this was Omar's idea. He came up with it. It was genius. Genius.
Yeah.
And he came to me and said, hey, you want to help kind of write up some of the lyrics? So we did. We split it about 50-50. And then we brought in an amazing female vocalist by the name of Miss Cleo.
Sure.
Miss Cleo of REO Speedwagon Sings the Hits? That
one? That's right.
What you know how magical my voice is.
What happened to the first vocalist that you had lined up?
The first day, she didn't feel comfortable with the content.
Right.
Then I handed her the lyrics the second day. She's like, I got to think about it one more day. She didn't even bother coming in the studio the third day.
So you couldn't get her to do it?
Yeah, she couldn't do it.
Mm. For centuries... Great art has been considered controversial at first glance, okay?
Good
just
point.
Look deeper, Bean. Look deeper.
It's called Paper Stains. I don't need to hear anything about a subject that involves staining paper. I understand that Kevin is a lost cause. There's no way I can talk Kevin out of this. But Mike, Omar, Miss Cleo, how can all of you be on board with this? Where's
writing,
my backup
we're just
here?
Writing music that people can relate to, dude, and everybody poops.
That's right.
And
I understand.
The musical lyric talent, amazing. Just amazing.
By the way,
you'll be blown away.
Bean, you're missing the point that Psycho Mike only did half of it. Omar was in charge of it. That should scare you even more. That's the thing that should strike fear into your heart.
So should I get ready for it? Because it's crap. Crap.
It's Cleo on this one singing.
No, but we'll work on
Lisa,
that one.
Lisa, where are you on this? You're being strangely quiet. Am I getting any kind of backup from anybody?
She's in.
They didn't let me hear it either, but
because
I've never noticed that Gross stopped any of you from doing anything.
Dude, she expresses anal glands from dogs, dude.
Right. That's her life. That happens.
On TV. Do you not remember the calls we got 2 days ago? Like the phone lines were lit up
pooping?
About poop. Poop.
Yeah, you guys tried to come down on me like the fear was something crazy. Like I was an animal.
I think
you actually titled that break Psycho Mike's an Animal. Then you realize that everybody else is just like me. I'm Joe Plummer.
The fear.
Who knew? It's a real thing.
Isn't it possible that satisfied our poopy talk quotient for the month, though? I mean, why do we have to go back to that well? Because it's an awfully, awfully shallow well.
You know what it's full of.
The fear was only the first 6 feet of that well. This is about 80 feet.
Yeah. The poop quote is a lot higher than you think.
We're just giving the people what they want.
That's right.
K-Rock
we're giving the people
demanded
what they want.
It.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got, here's what happened. We got a lot of requests. People called in and said, can you guys do a parody of that MIA song, Paper Planes, and can you call it Paper Stains? And Omar said,
yes.
All right, I'll work on that. Thank you, listeners.
Okay. Absolutely. That's exactly what happened.
Nobody called. All right, at least this first.
And a warning here.
No.
We're dealing with a sensitive subject, which is not suitable for young children.
We're about to discuss an issue that may not be suitable for children. In fact, it probably is not. And I want to give you an opportunity to turn down the volume.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
Clearly, what's about to happen on our stage is very dangerous. Seems obvious, but we should underscore it. Please, don't try this or anything resembling this at home.
If I keep playing them, maybe we'll run out of time. We won't have time to play the song anymore.
I would like to suggest that only kids will enjoy it. So maybe they should turn it off. Really, I mean, right. this is aimed right at kids. You know?
All right. Paper Stains is what you're about to play here.
And then, by the way, hit. And then if people want to call for it, it'll be the top five at nine.
In fact, thank you for bringing that up. Yep. I will invite people as they hear the song to call and let us know whether Kevin made the right decision to play this or not. I haven't heard it yet, but you can call us after you hear some of it.
Oh, you're going to love it.
K-Rock World Premiere.
Sing it if you know it.
I need toilet paper cause my stomach's in pain. Gonna run to the toilet so I can make chocolate rain. I need to find a bathroom, I've been waiting all day. To the porcelain god, I really need to pray. Kids to the pool, I wanna take them. I'm gonna poison your sewer system. Had Mexican for dinner, my stomach's in pain. I'm gonna need a plunger to unclog my drain. Sausages, gotta release these chocolate hostages. I wish I just had to pee, but no, I've got a bad case of butt coffee.
No.
Had Mexican for dinner, I'm all backed up. Gonna make the pudding from two girls, one cup. Not number one, I mean two. Show me what brown can do for you. In a big law contest, I would probably win. I shouldn't have had all that damn Mexican. P-O-O, damn, I gotta go. Yeah, I got more logs than a lumberjack. Now I gotta go do my business. Dump a dump a dump a dump a dump. I gotta take a dump. Dump a dump a dump a dump a dump.
Come on.
Come on. No, no, stop that. No. No.
That sounds horrible to me, but you seem happy, so yay!
All right, you want some calls? Let's go to Eric in Fountain Valley.
And Miss Cleo, hold on a sec. Miss Cleo is beautiful and sexy and lovely, and nobody wants to think about her and the chocolate hostages.
Okay,
we just don't.
Come on. In my defense, O called me like the night before and was like, hey, I need you to come cut this up. I was like, okay. Yeah. Walked in, had no idea what I was singing, but I'm a team player, and it's hilarious.
So. And she went for it.
I did.
Well, you need to learn to say no, Miss Cleo.
Let's talk to Eric in Fountain Valley. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, Eric.
Good morning. What's going on, guys?
Hey, Eric.
Right decision?
Absolutely. The greatest song I've ever heard in my
life.
Thank
you. Oh, come on. You mock.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate that.
Well, take some more, because clearly Eric is sick.
Casey in Harbor City. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Casey.
What'd you think?
Hello. I think it's awesome.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Yeah. Two yeses. All right. Hey, this is almost science, Bean.
What about Steve in San Clemente? He's going to back me up on line one. Steve, seriously, terrible, never should have been made, never should have been played. Am I right?
Seriously, Bean, this is the best song I've heard in a long time.
That's what I'm talking about. There you go. All right. Thank you for the call.
Give me Sean in Van Nuys. Here's a little backup. Hi, Sean. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What do you think?
It is better than the original one.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you, Sean.
There you go. We'll put it in rotation. I think that's what we should do. We'll just take out the MIA song.
Yeah, sure. All right. What about – give me Nicole in Diamond Bar because she's a girl and she's sensitive about stuff like this. Right, Nicole?
Yes, absolutely amazing.
That's what I thought.
I agree. It's better than the original. You need to put it in rotation.
There you go. All right, Nicole. Thank you for the call.
All right, Steve is going to file a complaint with the FCC. He's in La Puente. He's on line 7. He is furious right now. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Sorry, I went to the wrong line. Steve, good morning.
Dude, that was tight.
Yeah!
What did you
Download
say? Ringtone.
Rodeo.
Download rodeo.
For a ringtone?
That was tight, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you want your phone to be ringing
with.
It's really
not tight, is that? That's
tight.
The whole point. The point of the song.
The point of the song, though.
Well, I don't think technically.
All right, one more just to give us a different point of view. It's another Eric, and he's in Ontario on line 5. Yeah, Eric, go ahead.
Oh, my God. Hats off to Omar and Mike. That was the greatest parody ever.
See? There you go.
Because I was in that situation last night. Now,
okay, don't need, okay, come on.
See,
I'm pretty sure we got enough details about that in the song that we don't now need to take them from the listeners because nobody wants to hear about the fear.
The fear.
But the song will go into high rotation. Thank you for coming.
I say we play
nobody,
it again.
Let's see. Nobody wants to hear about Miss Cleo making chocolate rain either, you guys.
Come play on. Again, Bean. Let's play it again. Hit it, Steve.
That's not Miss Cleo.
Sing along, Bean.
Come on, Bean. Gotta see what Big Boy's up to right now.
Yeah, we can't really do that. But that was. But thank you for your votes of confidence. And Miss Cleo, a great job singing.
Thank you.
And we'll put that right into rotation.
If Frank Caliendo is listening on the way in, by the way, he'll turn around and go back if he heard the Paper Stain song. I mean, clearly no comedian wants to follow that, right?
Well, hang on for just a second. Let me listen to a couple of calls that are coming in.
You bastards! I'm sitting here in the morning eating my lovely bowl of oatmeal.
Oh.
And what do I hear on the radio? The freaking Paper Stain. The dumpa, dumpa, dumpa. I got to take a dumpa.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You bastards!
Yes.
Best song ever.
Yep.
Better than the real one.
That's what I thought.
Paper Stain, number one. God damn you, I had to pull my car over. I almost crashed. God bless poop. That was so goddamn funny. Paper Stain has got to be the most offensive and disgusting song I ever heard.
That you loved.
I love it.
I knew it.
That song was awesome, guys. You know what? I need to hear that again. Cleo, you got a fine-ass voice, girl. Oh, I just heard Paper Stains,
best
and I got to say that Miss Cleo dropped that like it was hot.
Literally. Well, we all know what's happening is it will be the number one most requested song on K-Rock today. Yes. It'll be number one at the Furious 5 at 9 tonight. And then tomorrow we'll get a call from the lawyers in New York that'll say, nope.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, enjoy
That's
it
what's going to happen.
Enjoy it while you have it.
6:54, Frank Caliendo next hour. Rachel Lee, by the way, from the UFC is going to be joining us later on this morning, too. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Thursday. What's going on?
We should... let everyone know when we're going to play that song again,
mm-hmm.
so they all can queue up their tape recorders
or whatever,
so they can get their copies, because we will never be able to play that again.
You can stream it on the Sounds page in about a minute.
Okay.
So capture it at home if you can, because our company does not like us.
That was rough, though. That song was rough.
It was.
It was.
Rough.
That song was so rough.
But
that
funny.
When Cleo came back into the office, I couldn't even stare at her cans like I usually do every time she walked into the room. That's how rough that song was.
What were you looking at?
Nothing. I was just averting my eyes.
Okay.
Let's talk about showbiz, shall we?
Sure.
4 weeks after surviving a plane crash that killed 4 people, DJ AM is talking to People Magazine.
He's a fan.
That's awesome.
Oh, come on.
Talking about, for the first time openly, about the wreck and what was going on. And it's just it's a horrible, disturbing story. But let me give you a little taste of it, because it is... I don't know how to put this. It's hard to hear the story, but at the same time, you can't help but wonder what it must be like to go through something
of
like
course.
That. You know, so it is sort of
and what you
fascinating.
Would have done. Yeah.
Discussing the plane crash with People Magazine, he says, "I woke up to Travis screaming and the plane engulfed in flames.
Wow!
I tried to cover my face as I jumped through a fireball. I saw Travis running and flailing, trying to put out fire on his body. He screamed, 'What do I do?' and tried to rip off his clothes. I finally put out the flames by smothering him with my own body. Some of my burns are from that.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So,
I remember one of the eyewitnesses that night said that when they came across the wreckage, that's exactly what was going on, is one guy, we didn't know who at that time, was rolling around on the other guy to try to put up the flames. That's very brave and heroic of him.
It really is. We were sitting by the side of the road in shock. My eyebrows and layers of my skin were burned off my face. My forehead was gouged. My arm had skin hanging off. I was pouring blood and plasma. I was in shock and didn't feel anything. I screamed, "There are four people in the plane." In the ambulance, I was in so much pain. It sounds weird, but they turn the heat on full blast so your body doesn't go into hypothermia. On burns, that's excruciating. And so there's more details in the People magazine interview if you're so inclined. But just fascinating to hear from the inside what an experience like that is to go through.
And what a good guy.
Yes, and how remarkable, both he and Travis are for having gotten through that and now are on the other side of it, thank God.
But I think fire is the worst way to go.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
I really do. I mean, I'll never forget, I don't think any of us will, that people jumping out of the buildings on 9/11, but they did it because, as horrible as that was, the only other option was to stand there and be burned alive. And they you can't do that.
Nope. So, there you go. Good times.
Okay.
Yeah. First paper stains, and now that story. A feel-good station in the morning.
I'm half pretty hour jolly half right here.
Hour. Yeah. Woo! This ain't the coast. I'll tell you that much.
All we're missing is circus music.
Chris Kattan and his wife of less than 2 months, model Sunshine Tutt, are getting a divorce.
Oh, my God.
That story has everything.
It really does.
It's Chris Kattan, trying to make it work.
A marriage of less than 2 months and a model named Sunshine Tutt.
Don't make us go back to the listeners for the shortest amount of time married, because every time we do that topic, we get 7,000 calls.
People magazine obtained the court papers, which show the marriage won't officially end until February of 2009. Apparently, there's a six-month waiting period after you file. But the judge has signed off on it as of October 10th. Irreconcilable differences. The cause?
Sure.
Well, her name is Sunshine Tutt. How can you reconcile that?
You can't.
You can't. That's irreconcilable. He used to play a monkey boy. You ate an apple.
Yeah.
Exactly. My question for Chris Kattan is...
What is love?
Oh, no.
Baby, don't hurt me.
Oh, no, you're dead.
Don't hurt me no more.
See what he did there? He asked the musical question.
That's right.
What's her name? Sunshine Tutt.
Sunshine Tutt.
Okay.
Janet Jackson has been canceling her shows lately.
Too fat.
Because she's too fat. No. Because Life and Style Weekly magazine says that she's been sick. However, some people are wondering, is it because the ticket sales are horrible?
Really?
Interesting.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
She can't sell out a joint. And some say she's canceling the shows to save face.
Really?
And that she's not really ill.
I think she's had three just bomb albums in a row, too.
You thought they were great?
No, I mean, they bombed.
They sold poorly.
They weren't da-bomb.
I didn't know. All right.
They bombed. Some people are speculating Janet can't get on stage because she's backstage at the craft service table, and they can't pull her away. Just some people are saying that. I'm not saying that. Some people are.
Yeah, I think you're the only one that said it.
No, some people are saying
so far,
that.
Officially.
And this is a great story. I hope this is true. It can't be, but I really hope it is. You remember when Heather Locklear got pulled over for DUI charges?
Yes.
She was swerving all over the place, and someone called in a 911 call and saying she was swerving. They pulled her over, and she was all hopped up on something.
Sure.
Life and Style Weekly magazine says that there's a rumor going around that Denise Richards might have something to do with the call to police that got Heather pulled over on DUI charges.
No way.
Apparently, the two are still feuding. Denise still has it out for her former girlfriend and may have gotten the woman who made the phone call, may have been following Heather on Denise's request. And so she may be somehow connected to the fact that the 9/11 call was made.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be interesting? If
that would be awesome.
There's no facts at all to back this up so far.
Not a bit.
But I love that rumor, and so I will continue to spread it.
You know what? Give me your keys.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Yeah, no, give me your keys.
Fine. I'm driving.
Give me your keys. You're too drunk.
I'm okay.
I was just before she left.
Is that Kevin? Get in his car before he leaves work?
Get in somebody's car.
Today's celebrity birthday, singer-songwriter John Mayer is 31 years old today. Rumors are that he and Jennifer Aniston are talking again.
They're back at it?
I've heard that.
Maybe.
He doesn't talk, you know what I mean?
No. Flea of the Red Hot Chili Peppers is 46 years old today. Great story recently in the news where Flea is on campus at USC. He's taking classes again. He's getting a degree in music, apparently. And he was talking to the reporter and said he was in a panic. He was late for class. And he was running across campus, and he was afraid the professor was going to yell at him. And as he was doing it, he said, "What the F am I doing? I'm a 45-year-old rock star, worried about getting yelled at by my teacher and getting to class on time." He turns 46 today. Tim Robbins, the actor and director, is 50. Suzanne Summers is 62 years old today. And actress Angela Lansbury, who seems like to me, stop it with the bell. She has always been
old.
100.
Yeah, she has.
I've seen her in a ton of movies when she was young and real pretty.
Nope.
But
yep.
Murder, She Wrote was on 40 years ago, and she was decrepit then.
She was 80 then.
But she was she was a big star back in like the 40s and 50s when she looked fantastic.
But even when she was young, she looked old. Like, what was it, Maltese Falcon? Was that one of her?
Who cares?
Doesn't
matter what
Manchurian
movie.
Manchurian Candidate. If you see her Manchurian Candidate, she still already looks like a statue.
Yeah, she plays Lawrence Harvey's mom in that film, and I think she's like 2 years older than him or something. But she looks like she's 90. Anyway, she's 83 years old today.
Please welcome 4-time Tony winner, Miss Angela Lansbury.
Why does Finn have that audio? Why would you have that?
Because I hired her.
That's bullshit.
I find you more offensive than paper stains.
As do I.
On a regular basis.
Yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Hey, you guys want to talk to Duane?
Sure.
Yeah, only yes.
Kevin DiMicho, K-Rock, 7-Eleven. Good morning, Duane.
What's up, Kevin and Dean?
What's happening, my man?
All right. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Duane.
Yep, I'm on my way to go to school now.
Fantastic. What class are you going to?
I'm taking a computer class today.
All right.
Great.
Okay.
Yes. I like the video on K-Rock, my new video. I think the ladies love it.
The ladies do love it.
Yeah.
You're talking about the one where you and Psycho Mike are watching 90210?
Yep.
And what do you mean by the ladies love it? Who has seen it, Duan, that has told you about it?
I hope the UCLA ladies love it.
Ah. Some Lady Bruins.
Yep.
Because you're wearing the jersey.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Think you might get a little something as a result of this video?
I think everybody's going to vote for that.
Yeah, vote for that.
Everybody is going to vote for that.
I didn't know it was up for voted on, Duane. That's great news.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of voting, Duane, who are you voting for in the upcoming election for president?
I think the black guy, I forgot what his name is.
He's going by the black guy.
If you just write in the black guy, they'll know who you mean, Duane.
His last name starts with a B.
Close. No. It's Obama.
His first name starts with a B.
Oh, yes.
Barack Obama.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And Duane, who's the old white guy that he's running against? Did you remember?
What are you talking about?
Other guy. Not to Barack Obama. Who's that other guy that you can vote for when you go in?
Like John McClane?
Yes, John McClane. That's what it is. From Die Hard.
Yeah. Oh, I would vote for John McClane in a second.
All right, Duane. Well, that's great information. I'm sure a lot of people will be happy to hear that you've made your choice.
Thank you.
All right. We're glad you liked the video, too, Duane.
All right.
Have a great day.
Later.
Okay, bye-bye.
The best.
Later. I love Duane so much. Speaking of the black guy, last night was the third and final of the presidential debates. I thought Bob Schieffer did a terrific job as the moderator, by the way. Would have liked to have seen more of him in the earlier debates.
Yeah,
it was a little bit of a different format. They were kind of sitting at a table where it was a little more conversational than some of the previous ones. But, both candidates had a lot to prove and a lot to lose by being out there. I think you'll hear from these post-interview tapes that I have for you that Barack Obama won over a lot of people who may have been on the fence going into the debate last night.
I'm afraid if he wins, the black will take over. It's not a Christian. This is a Christian nation. What is our country going to end up like?
When you've got a Negro running for high president, you need a first stringer. He's definitely a second stringer.
He seems like a sheep or a wolf in sheep's clothing, to be honest with you. And I believe Palin, she's filled with the Holy Spirit, and I believe she's going to bring honesty and integrity to the White House.
He's related to a known terrorist, for one.
He is friends with a terrorist of this country.
He must support terrorists. You know, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it must be a duck. And that, to me, is Obama.
just the whole the Muslim thing and everything. I mean, everybody's still kind of, a lot of people have forgotten about 9/11, but
sure.
I don't know. It's just kind of a little unnerving.
Obama and his wife, I'm concerned that they could be anti-white, that he might hide that.
I don't like the fact that he thinks us white people are trash. Because we're not.
Well, he has said that on numerous occasions, but he did dodge that question last night when Bob Schieffer directly asked him if white people were trash.
Where were those people exactly?
Ohio, I believe.
They were in Ohio, which is one of the states you have to win to be president anymore.
Shouldn't someone take away those specific people's right to vote? I mean, honestly.
I think they made some good points. I don't know what you're trying to cover up about your terrorist Muslim friend in the White House, but I think they made some really good points.
Yes, my friends, I won't have you saying anything wrong about the people who show up to my rallies. They're good people.
I won't stand for it.
I won't stand for you saying that these racist, bigoted Nazis are not excellent people. These are my supporters, and I will not stand for you saying that, my friends.
Senator McCain was, he came ready to fight last night. There's no question that he brought it. I mean, he was on fire, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
He was angry. He was raising the roof as much as he can. He had the Frankenstein smile working.
I'm happy. Look how happy I am.
He does look like he could be the incredible Hulk. Like, you don't want to see what happens.
I see how it is. Oh, I see. I see. You say you do it, then you don't. Oh, I get it now.
Every time he tried to smile something off, he looked angrier smiling than he did when he was scowling.
Yeah.
He does
that
look.
Big goiter sticking out of his neck, whatever he's got going on there.
What
I don't know.
It's another head.
It's wigging me out, man.
He definitely seemed furious, and it's so funny because we've all been in arguments where this happens. One person gets madder and madder and madder, and the other person just gets calmer and calmer and calmer, and it gets to the point where it's just hysterical.
Yeah.
You're so out of whack that it's almost like you can't believe these two people are having the same conversation.
What about Joe Plummer? How's he feeling? How's he feeling about what you're saying?
I watched about 10 minutes of that about Joe Plummer.
And Joe Plummer.
I was out. I was like, I don't know what they're arguing over. I don't know who Joe Plummer is.
Yeah, he definitely was the big star of the night last night. That's for sure. But the good news for guys like you, Kevin, who are so sick of this election, is that now there's what, like 19 days left or something like that, and then it's over.
Sounds like a nightmare. It sounds like it's 3 years left. I'm so tired of this.
I am so proud of Sarah Palin. I am so proud of her. Because she's got great cans.
If he would have said that, I'd give him the thumbs up.
Her one breast is bigger than the lump on my head. I'm so proud of her.
Last hour, we unfortunately world premiered the smash sensation Paper Stains. Frank Caliendo, you didn't happen to hear that on the way in this morning. You weren't listening, were you?
No, I was completely out of it.
Good.
Okay, good. You're lucky. You're very lucky because you wouldn't have come in if you'd have heard the song. But anyway, it is up at krock.com. We'll play it again for you later. It has already streamed, Kevin, more than 300 times since we put it up in the last 20 minutes.
Are you serious?
Well, they want to hear it, they need to.
I know, because our lawyers are likely to pull it down. But you got to check it out at krock.com if you have not. Our old friend Frank Caliendo is back in the studios of the world famous K-Rock and back on TV Tuesday night, October 21st at 11 on TBS. It's the return of Frank TV. How are you, Frank?
Pretty good. Pretty good. You know, the lack of promotion for the show is what I'm struggling with this time around. They had me record. I've recorded things for urinals.
What?
What are you talking about?
Really? All those talking urinal cakes?
Yeah, I'm one of those.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I was like, hey, I'll do this. Here's what I'll do. I'll do the voice like, hey, folks, John Madden here. And guess what? I'm getting wet or something like that. But I wouldn't do it. And this is where I drew the line. I'm like, I'm not going to say hi. I'm Frank Caliendo.
Right.
Watch my
show.
Watch my show. I like, can you get an announcer to do that? But I'll do the rest of the whoring out. I have no problem with it. I realize what point I will sell out to.
Yeah.
But it's amazing because people go, dude, you're never going to guess where I saw you. No, I know.
Unfortunately,
Frank,
you're aware.
You're joking a little bit about the promotion, though, because those of us baseball fans have seen more of you this fall because of the games on TBS in the first round of the playoffs than we've seen in our whole lives. I mean, they promoted you every 3 minutes on TBS during
crazy.
The playoffs.
Yeah, it's like slider, low and away. You could tell that pitch was a slider by the rotation of the Frank TV logo on the baseball. Yeah, you know, they did it last year and it worked. And I got, you know, I was doing these Television Critics Association things and they're... You know, they did it in Beverly Hills a while ago, and they're like, you know, what do you think when they barrage you like that? Barrage us with you like that. I'm like, listen, I called up the president of Turner. I had the the cojones. Can I say? I don't even know what I can say anymore.
I know.
I made you think about it and then realize, boom. it's okay. But I called up the president attorney. I said, hey, you know, you're not going to keep doing this, are you? And he did his Pacino impression, basically. I said, Frank, we're just getting warmed up. So it was, I mean, I was just kind of like, you know, it's surreal because I have trouble watching myself. I just look at me and I go, you know, there's an amount of suspension of belief that you have to have for me because I always look like a South Park version. So if you like, you know, if you like cartoons, I'm like a cartoon because I'm a little round guy, you know, with
You're
a funny voice. Yeah.
I get you. You know, it's just. That's good. Let me do my appuccino now.
Here we go. There it is.
Hey, that's pretty good.
You know, so it's kind of like that. Now, we added two new guys to the show, which is what I think really makes the show. I was very proud of the show and happy with the show last year. And last year I thought the show was about 80% of what I wanted it to be. Mm-hmm. I realized it was probably about 40% because once we added these guys, we had a lot more chemistry in the show. And we could bounce stuff off of each other.
Do they do voices as well?
Yeah, yeah. Freddie Lockhart does like Barack. He does Barack.
That's a tough impression to do, isn't it, Barack Obama?
I'm trying to figure out where it's from. I mean, I've been working on McCain and Obama. Mm-hmm. McCain is always, my friends, we must do this together, my friends. And it's, you know, he's always trying to sound hip. And you know, he's never seen the show Friends, but he tries to sound
sure. Friends is my favorite show. My favorite character is Phoebe.
And then Barack, I'm finding like it's believe it or not, it's somewhere between Ted Koppel and an alien. And I'll tell you, Ted Koppel is like this, okay? Ted Koppel talks like this, and an alien voice is kind of like that. Mm-hmm. And in between, it's Barack Obama. It's somewhere in there.
Wow.
It's like, I have a hangnail, America. Like, everything sounds good coming out of his...
It does, that's true.
That can't last forever. Like, I have a hangnail, America. We have hangnails, too. Why does it sound so good?
I have a hangnail, too, my friends. It's 61 years old. An experienced hangnail.
But one of the things I noticed, because we're not the only show that's had trouble getting a Barack Obama impression on the air, because he doesn't have a hook like George Bush does or John McCain does or, you know, Al Gore did. And the only reason it works on, say, Saturday Night Live is because you've got the visual to go with it, and they do a pretty good job of dressing the player up to look like Barack Obama. But there's not that much there that you can make fun of. He's not boring enough to be Al. He's not... You know, he doesn't mangle things enough to be George Bush. Where do you go with him?
Well, I think it is going that way with you just say terrible things and make them sound good. Yeah. I think it's that kind of a premise. And, you know, we did a sketch, I think it's like the third episode. We're on election night, so we thought the only way to have somebody watch us is have, we did Bush and Cheney looking back at the last great 8 years.
That's great.
And it was, Paul Wilson plays, Cheney. Paul, remember the guy from Cheers? He was Paul. He was also Leonard Smith on It's Gary Shandling Show. He was a heavier guy. He just sat at the bar. He was there every once in a while on Cheers. And so it's like, you know, we're looking back at these hysterical last 8 years. You know, and here's me choking on a pretzel. Here's me choking on pizza.
I forgot that happened, that he choked on stuff.
Yeah.
It's in the W movie. That's one of the scenes in the W movie with Oliver Stone that's coming out on Friday. As a comedian, you've got to be devastated to see George W. Bush leave the White House. I mean, he has been a meal ticket for you, Frank.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I have done well with him in office.
Sure.
Yeah, why not, my friends? That's what it's about, America.
President Bush for those DirecTV commercials, too, right?
Dish Network.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm not going to retire him. People always are going to get rid of him. People aren't going to forget him. I'm going to do a lot less. But there's just too much silliness. And the funny thing is I can just transfer some of the jokes from my President Bush impression to my Terry Bradshaw impression. Because they're basically it's the same kind of joke, guys. Get it? Come on. Who's with it? So that's a good thing in some of the impressions. Some of them just basically have the same premise. You can just switch jokes around.
Sure.
But I think that once you get to this you know, once you get to the actual person who's elected, because right now we see two candidates trying to get elected.
Right.
Mm-hmm. After they're elected, I think, especially if Barack Obama is, and I always want to say it like, I'm Barack Obama.
I approve this message.
If he is elected, which it looks like that's what's going to happen right now, the media is only in a honeymoon period for so much. This is a giant mess that a human being to try and take over is going to have a very tough time. I don't care who you are. It's not going to happen right away. So people are going to start going at him. And he hasn't had that yet. He has not had that kind of scrutiny yet. Yeah. And cameras are on all the time. Right now, you control where you are. You control a lot of the cameras. Once you get in front, 8 years ago, people said there's nothing to do with President Bush.
Really?
We found some stuff. Yeah, there was. I mean,
well, he blessed you with a lot of content.
Yeah, I mean
he really was throwing it all out there.
But I remember when Clinton was coming out of office, people were like, there is never going to be another president with this much to joke about. And, you know, the reality of things, again, Barack seems to be a very different type of person, but he's more Clinton, that, you know, style,
yeah,
that kind of style. And you would have thought there was nothing for Clinton, you know, that could go wrong with Clinton.
That's a good point.
And
good,
he's so point. Smooth, great speaker. I'm talking about Clinton and, you know, a brilliant guy, Bill Clinton, but you get that much power and something happens. I mean, yeah, there's a reason the Bond villains are the way they are, you know. You know, that you get that much power, all of a sudden something happens. You know, you're doing the Jack Black cuckoo cuckoo thing. So,
all right, we have to take a quick break, Frank. It's always great to see you. Frank Caliendo is here. Frank TV returns on TBS at 11 p.m., which we always get confused because it actually airs at 11, but for many people with cable, for instance, and satellite, it's actually on at 8, right?
Yeah, well,
That's usually how it works.
They air it twice because there's probably an East Coast and a West Coast feed. So you can probably see it
both
twice.
Probably see it at 8.
See it both times.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's coming back on Tuesday. Plenty more with our guest Frank Caliendo, and of course the website frankcaliendo.com when we return right after this on K-Rock. Our friend Frank Caliendo is in studio with us here this morning. The return of Frank TV on TBS happens Tuesday night at 11. Also, Frank, you are coming back to town. Do some stand-up at the Club Nokia, which I understand is a great room. Tickets are on sale now. If you are a Frank Caliendo fan and you'd like to go see the man, if you'd like to scream for him to make the voices stop, you can call now at 1-800-520-1067. We have 5 pairs of tickets to join Frank at Club Nokia.
You do so many impressions. Do people in the crowd ever shout out requests?
Yeah, I get that. You know, it's like jukebox time. They're like, Donald Trump, you're fired. Shut up. Get away from me.
Do you have a segment where you encourage that, or do you just...
No.
Because it seems like it would drive you crazy.
Yeah, the only way I would do it would be at the very end, because if you get people involved too early, then the rest of the show is taken over.
It's them yelling.
It's become Springer, and now it's time for my final thought.
Wow, that's good.
You have to control, especially, I learned this years ago. There's a comedian, Brian Regan, who's not super famous, but mm-hmm. comedians love Brian Regan. Mm-hmm. But people started to learn his bit so much that, and it would happen with Mitch Hedberg too.
Sure.
They were finishing the punchlines, but they weren't doing it to be mean. They were doing it because they loved the joke so
much.
Now, Regan has 10 million hours of material, so it doesn't matter. I only have 28 minutes that I stretch.
No, that's it.
It's all about me, my friends. That's me who says my friends. I'm stealing that John McCain bit. You see that? See what he did there? As he went from thing to thing. It's getting crazy in here. Come on, Charles. Come on. You don't have to call me out just to say my name so I can do it. That's just crazy. That's a terrible, horrible. When I met Barkley, I walked up to him and was like, say hello to Min and Me. He's like, you do not sound like me at all. That's a terrible, horrible, really bad impression, Mr. Caladino. I'm like, it's Caliendo. I could care less.
He seems like he does have a good sense of humor, Charles.
Yeah, I
Barkley.
Think he likes me. I think Barkley likes me. He just doesn't think he talks like the way.
It. Wait a minute. He really doesn't think you sound like him?
Yeah, I don't know if it doesn't sound like he doesn't. Because Barkley speaks the truth. That's in Charles Barkley's mind, I believe he is telling you the truth. They're doing a straight talk. That's what's coming out of Barkley's brain is the straight talk.
Right.
To make it funny, to me, it's not just to make observations and do the straight talk. I make him slightly crazy.
Right.
And then talks the straight talk. So, you know, it's Kim Jong-il tried to blow me up on the way in. What's up with that knucklehead? Come on, little Elvis man. You know, if he's seeing little beings around him and crazy things, that's where the... That's where the humor comes from.
Please let him run for governor of whatever state he wants to run, because that would be the best campaign.
Imagine
is it Louisiana
ads?
Or Alabama? It's Alabama, right?
My opponent is a knucklehead. I tell you what, this guy does not deserve to even bring me my coffee. I don't drink coffee. That's how bad it is.
Does anybody else in the world use the word knucklehead?
The Three Stooges.
The Three Stooges
used knucklehead. Oh, a wise guy.
Hey, Frank, this may be a dumb question, so let's just forget it ever happened if it goes poorly. But is there an impression that you love to do
that nobody wants to hear.
Nobody seems interested.
Yeah, I don't know that nobody does, but there's the ones that only a few people get. The Jim Rome's, of course.
Sure.
Only like 9 people getting that right now. How great is that? The Bill Walton's, the people love it. It's enjoyable. How crazy could it be?
Oh, God, I hate him.
When I met him, it was the greatest because like, he's like, Mr. Caliendo, go out there, do whatever you want, enjoy yourself. There will never be another time we can have this much fun. And I, you know, Walton used to drive me nuts. It's funny when you meet people. This happened to me with Tom Green. When I met Tom Green, I was like, oh.
That turned you around on Tom Green?
Years ago. I met him and he was at, you know, he wasn't like over the, he was behind the scenes. I was like, wow, I never got Tom Green. Then I go, oh, I get it. This is a joke. You know this is a joke. Everything you do is a joke. I get what you're doing with Walton. You see that this guy actually knows that he's doing that, and he's doing it on purpose.
That's what our former sports guy Money said, is that he's doing all of that on purpose.
Yeah, he totally – the nicest guy in the world, Bill Walton. It's surreal. And like when I was doing – I was at the U.S. Open, and it was a thing for all these big-time San Diegans, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm talking to talk about Bill Walton. He's in the front row. People are like – I start to talk about Bill Walton. People are like, oh, no. Bill's here. Does he know he's here? And Bill's back hurts. And I start doing the Walton. You can hear a pin drop. Then you look over. Walton is pumping his fist. Hilarious! Unbelievable how great that is right now. Yeah, it's you know, it is. It's very funny to when you meet people. You're a lot of times your opinion changes. You understand who they are. I've had that happen to me. People get barraged by me in the baseball playoffs, and they see me all over. And then they realize, oh, you're not really that over the top and be, you know, trying to be funny all the time. They give you that backhanded compliment. You're not trying to be funny all the time.
You're not as annoying as I thought you'd be.
Exactly. And I'm guilty of that too. And when I was younger, I would watch people on TV and go, hey, I can do that. And then you get on TV and you're like, this is way harder than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
You watch Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Frank TV is edited. I am way funnier edited than if I were, you know, we start with sketches that are 4.5 minutes and they become two and a half minutes and they pop. It's like boom, 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 boom.
Right.
Boom.
Cut out anything that didn't work or is slow
or takes a while to get to. And you can't do that live on Saturday Night Live.
That's why it's so bad?
Well, yeah, it's just hard. People forget that live theater takes time. I mean, you watch it and you put that in your mind and you watch it and you then have a new respect for what they're doing a lot of the time.
Especially since they are writing those scripts 3 days before they air. It's not like they've got a lot of time to punch them up.
Imagine doing that. Now, on Frank TV, I was just really proud of the writers. We came up with stuff. They were able this year to really take the way my mind thinks and then turn it into sketches. For example, W's coming out.
Yep.
Right.
So I just feel like Oliver Stone missed one of those. He missed Clinton. And our sketch was basically that Bill Clinton was covering for all Al Gore's libido. You know, because at the beginning I come in as Clinton and I'm like, is there anybody in the office? Well, there is someone in there. And you think he sees Monica Lewinsky and there's Al Gore behind him. Bill, what are you doing here? I just came home early from my vacation. I thought you were on vacation for 2 weeks. Well, I miss my wife. I just had to see. And the funniest thing that I thought was going to be too over the top, but it ended up being the right on the money, so to speak. The Al and Bill are standing there. I'm both of them, and I'm standing there together. And he goes, what am I going to do? How can I help you, Al? The country needs you too much for the environment. The world needs you. Is that her blue dress? I have an idea. And I run into the bathroom.
Oh, dear God.
And I come out of the bathroom and go, I grab the picture of Hillary. I can't do this without you.
Oh!
So then we did John McCain, the whitest man in the history of the earth.
I could be the whitest president since James R. Polk. In Vietnam, I was able to hide in a pile of long grain white rice.
And there's a picture of rice with just some eyes coming out of it. In the premiere, with a newer impression. I did it years ago on Mad TV. It just was better now that we did. Gandolfini is always going to be seen as Tony Soprano.
Sure. Yeah.
So you got to really. If I were,
can't say that.
I said freaking.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you said okay.
No, look at this. Freaking. Let me do it. Let me do this freaking. What do you think?
I'm sorry.
You think I'm not a professional?
I thought you said the F word.
It sounded like that too.
I've had people say. I know you have to be careful with it, don't we?
But I'll say, let's do it like this. Look at this freaking little guy.
That sounds
great.
I have had people worry about that. So here's a guy who knows what happens, and boom, if you miss something, it happened, but it wasn't there. Don't worry,
Frank. We are regrettably
We're regrettably out of time. I'm sorry. The show sounds very funny this season. I'm glad
it's talk about my zipper being down on Letterman.
I hate to miss that story.
I didn't hear that.
Tune in on Friday. Yeah, I did.
Will you save it for next time?
Yes, absolutely.
Wait a minute.
It's on this Friday.
It's this Friday.
Oh, it is.
Tina Fey and then me, and Letterman calls me on it.
Did you have your zipper down on purpose?
No.
Awesome.
Believe me, I went. Dave catches me, and then what I do is I go, that's what I like to do, Dave, is I like to invite Frank Caliendo on TV, national television, and let everyone see his zippers down. Paul, awkward day. So watch that, because I am a complete and utter moron. Sorry I had to throw that in there, but
no,
I wanted people to know how much of an idiot I am.
That sounds
people
great.
Are going to say that I did it on purpose, probably, to get more attention.
Well, you'd be smart if you did.
But I guess.
But you will next time.
I'm going to go down there with my pants
Frank
down.
Frank TV comes back to TBS on Tuesday. Don't miss Frank Caliendo live and in person at the Noka Theater on December the 5th. Tickets are on sale now. And you got a new DVD out, too, called Frank Caliendo All Over the Place, which I assume is available at the website as well. It sounds good.
Hey, I appreciate that, my friend. Or my friend, however you want to say it.
Thank you.
Now time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Did you hear about Kanye West's listening party for his new release?
No.
808s and Heartbreak?
Mm-mm.
Kanye West.
He's the best.
He knows how to throw a party.
Because he's crazy.
What's an 808, Ralph? Forgive me, I don't know.
Is that an area code?
Area code?
No. It's a bass drum. Type of bass drum that Roland makes, I think, that... a lot of rappers use.
Well, to talk to Roland about it, I didn't know he was making drums.
Making drums, great. I'm glad he's finally got a job working in that basement there.
Exciting.
Apparently, the party was quite the event. Story in the LA Times today in the calendar section. A moment to read up on it. Veuve Clicquot, champagne was flowing, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
All the big names were there. Audrina Patridge was there.
Say no more.
Will I Am was there.
Do you have to go on with
Most Def? He was there.
You have to go on with celebrities after Audrina.
But the part of the story that really caught my attention: 36 totally nude women wearing nothing but stilettos walking around the party.
Just walking around?
Just there to be at the party.
Are you kidding?
Hi, how are you? I'm a naked model.
Kanye knows how to do it.
How about that for a party?
No kidding.
I'm in.
I am the number one human being in music. That means any person that's living or breathing is number two.
All right.
Well, I would have disputed that claim until I read the story about the party, and now I think he is the number one person in music.
No kidding.
If you're living or breathing.
In either of those two categories.
Both categories.
And I'm assuming there's some sort of subset where the two cross over, like a Venn diagram.
Sure.
You know, sure. But
living and breathing.
Either of those groups. He's number one.
Yeah,
I did a story earlier today, if you're an English-speaking listener, about Dave Duchovny and Taya Leone splitting up.
Yeah.
I jumped to the foolish conclusion that's because David Duchovny had a sexual compulsion problem. He was addicted to pornography, we're led to believe, and went into rehab for 6 weeks. Now I'm getting a story from one of our favorite websites, What Would Tyler Durden Do?, that the reason they're splitting after 11 years of marriage is because Taya Leone was having an affair with Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah!
What?
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 Let me read to you from the story. It was not his sexual compulsion proclivity that caused the breakdown of their marriage, but rather his discovery of explicit text messages on her mobile phone sent by actor Billy Bob Thornton. Through the text, Duchovny found out she had begun a relationship with Thornton.
What?
Billy Bob and Taya met when they made a comedy film together earlier this year called Manure.
Manure?
Manure? Manure. As in bull poop.
Oh. That's the Philadelphia way of saying manure.
Manure? It is manure. Okay.
Manure?
Manure.
What did I say?
Manure. Manure. I don't know.
You said manure.
Manure.
It's manure.
Manure.
Manure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, manure.
Sorry. I didn't know it was manure.
That's how Americans say it.
It is.
Manure. So I say in Baltimore, maybe. Yeah, we got lots of bags of manure.
Oh, well.
Billy Bob Thornton, a musician in his own band, has been seen with Taya at his gigs. She even helps him unload and load his trucks as a friend. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Help him unload his truck.
Gotcha.
What's he got going on, this Billy Bob Thornton?
A lot. He's got some kind of voodoo, man.
He does have something.
Some kind of voodoo.
Really?
Got it.
$5 foot long?
Got it.
He's working at Subway? Is that what you're telling me? Well, so there you go. Believe it or don't. What should you call this segment from now on?
Believe it or don't.
Believe it or don't.
I think we'd like to choose to believe it.
You know, from time to time, I like to give people a heads up, the struggling actors out there, because I certainly can relate to your plight. The opportunity to get a break in showbiz. Maybe you want to be on television. Maybe you want to be in the movies. Maybe you'd like to be on the Broadway stage. In this particular case, open calls, auditions, Thursday, October the 16th. Would that be today?
Today.
That would be today.
Yes.
From 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's all day. At the Hollywood United Methodist Church, which is the AIDS church, as we lovingly call it in Hollywood.
What does that mean?
It's got the big AIDS ribbon on the church there at Franklin and
Highland.
And Highland.
Right. Yeah.
You got to be there by 9:30 a.m. to sign in. So it's 8 o'clock. It's 8:02. Get a move on if you want to go.
What is it? Tell us what it is first before
auditioning
I know if I
want to leave. For Spider-Man the Broadway Musical. Spider-Man the Musical. Spider-Man the Musical. Spider-Man the Musical.
Doesn't sound any better the different
this
ways
is
you
a show.
Does this sound any better to you, Kevin?
Okay.
Music written by Bono and the Edge.
Oh.
Ha 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 ha.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
We mentioned the show while you were on vacation, Ralph. This show apparently cost $40 million to stage. It's going to be one of the most expensive Broadway shows ever.
Well, yeah. Dude's got to walk up walls and stuff. That costs money.
That's true. What kind of parts are they looking for?
They're looking for Peter Parker.
Oh, they are.
Oh. These are leads in a Broadway musical, mother effers.
And you go to a church on Franklin?
They are looking for unknowns. They're looking for unknowns to make stars out of you.
Is this a reality TV show?
No!
I think out of the two options of believe it or don't, I'm going to go with don't.
I think don't on this one as well.
They're not going to cast it. Peter Parker / Spider-Man has to be 16 to 20, in the 20s, somewhere in there.
Must Why have don't they hire an actor?
Must have a great... They're looking for actors, you douchebag. What do you think is going to show up at the audition?
Well, I'm just saying, for an expensive Broadway show, why not hire somebody with a little experience that maybe people have heard of to carry the show?
Listen, ass of mythic proportions. This is Broadway. They don't look for... Look, the big show busy names. Spider-Man the Musical will bring people in to see it. They're looking for talent.
All right.
Looking to make a new Broadway star. You got to have a great rock voice. Have to be nerdy with an understated sex appeal and a good sense of humor.
Sounds
like a bunch of manure to me.
prepare a brief rock pop song that shows your range. Bring your sheet music, a photo, a headshot, of course, a resume. But if you don't have them, it's cool if you don't, they say.
No, because it's not true.
Yes, it is cool.
No, it isn't.
True.
There is no
because
audition.
They are looking for...
You're sending these people out.
They're looking for brand new talent. This is a very exciting event. They're also looking for Mary Jane.
Well, I'm looking for Mary Jane.
Peter's girlfriend. Also, female, 60 to 20s.
So you got
to
be ugly.
Beautiful girl next door.
Oh.
Strong pop rock singing voice. They suggest songs like In the Backseat by Arcade Fire. That kind of song to audition with.
Okay.
So those are what they're looking for. And apparently another principal female, which I'm assuming is a villain in the piece, a female 25 to 35 years old, all ethnicities will be considered, need amazing rock voices. So come on now, people.
Smile on your brother.
Smile on your brother.
Note to self. Email Linda Pauling.
Peter Parker and Mary Jane are being cast right here in Los Angeles on TV.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I think it sounds like a prank show is what it sounds
Once
like.
Once again, Hollywood and Methodist Church. You're going to scare people off, and we could have a burgeoning Broadway star in our midst. Jesus.
Or we could have a punked episode.
Dave should go.
10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
The emo one. Dave could be the emo one.
Once again, the Hollywood United Methodist Church right there at Franklin and Highland. Okay. Sign in begins at 9:30 this morning. Do not arrive prior. I'm not effing with you. Do not show up prior to 9:30. Auditions will end promptly at 5 p.m. Miss Psycho, maybe you should go down there with a recorder and get a little Spider-Man interview action down there with the wannabe Spider-Man. You know you're going to get some, 45-year-old dudes showing up.
Sure. They heard nerdy, and they were like, yes!
Wearing an Affliction t-shirt, you know, and rubbing that Preparation H under their eyes to take the bags out to make them look younger. It's just going to be hilarious. I love open call auditions. Anyway, there's...
Practically everyone who's acted in, produced, or even seen a play is gay.
Here's your Spider-Man audition update. I've got lots more news, but no more time, so come back in an hour, and I'll give you more stories about people doing
things. And retract that last
Spider-Man one. The Musical, Bono and the Edge wrote the music.
It's not happening, says Ralph Garman.
It is happening, and it's going to be awesome, and the director of this is a woman named Julie Taymor.
Okay.
So that may not mean anything to you, but she directed Lion King on Broadway, made a big star smash hit thingy out of that.
That was pretty amazing.
And that is not manure.
Or manure. Or
manure. Manure if you're being and you grew up in
the
Washington area.
It's not manure, I'll tell you that.
Well, it's not manure.
Yes, it is.
It sort of is.
It's manure?
It is manure.
Yeah,
yes. It sort of is.
It's got nine syllables in it?
Pretty much.
It isn't manure.
It isn't manure.
It's closer to manure. Do you say sure? You say, sure, I'll go with you.
No, that's
sure.
Dumb. That's bad.
Sure, I'll go with you.
No, that's bad.
Well,
that's just Hillary Swank.
M-A-N-U-R-E.
Sorry.
The English language doesn't follow those rules.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
I'm just saying.
Laugh and cough.
But still.
It's an F sound with a G-H. I don't even know what that means. Today's celebrity birthdays, Angela Lansbury is 83 years old today.
Guys, is it time to take the bell away from the bad man?
Time. It's been time about 4 years ago that time came.
Honestly, she's 100. She looks like a man.
Suzanne Somers is 62. Tim Robbins is 50. Flea from RHCP is 46. And John Mayer is 31 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Garcia Parra pops it up. Ruiz says he's got it. The Phillies win the pennant. And for the first time since 1993, Philadelphia's going to the World Series.
Come on. How are you going to do that?
Dodgers.
How are you going to laugh like that?
You know what? That one really, really hurt.
So that happened.
Yeah. I'm not even a baseball fan, but I feel bad for Dodger fans because they were so excited 2 days ago.
Yeah, you gotta feel bad. You know, it is sad and it is over. And Mike was trying to put a positive spin on it as a lifelong Dodger fan earlier today by saying, "What, Mike? That it was still a successful season. I mean, it's not the World Series, but it's better than you expected, right?"
Yeah, they far exceeded my expectations, and this was a lot of really good experience for a predominantly young team. You know.
And it's gonna be sad to see Manny go when he wants $25 million a year next year. Okay, so having said all that, having handled that, there's something else that happened during this baseball playoff series against the Phillies that we didn't have time to talk about, but I need to get this off my chest.
You and Dave, the King of Mexico.
Mm. I love baseball. It's the best sport in the world. And
if you don't
I
count
love
all
so
the
much.
Others.
Right. And I love it so much. Right. And I'm watching the game, and I'm embarrassed to be a baseball fan the other night when I'm watching the game because I hear Joe Buck say, "Well, here at Dodger Stadium, they're doing the wave again." Yeah. And just the disgust in his voice made me so embarrassed to see those people. What is the deal with the freaking wave at sporting events?
And by sporting events, you mean baseball games.
No, they do it. They do it at football games,
it's
too.
It's 95% baseball.
They do it at hockey.
No, they don't.
I've never seen it at hockey.
Well, you're bad. I've never seen it at hockey, and I've seen more games than all of you.
I think it started at football.
I thought it started at concerts. I mean, the first time I ever became aware of it was at concerts, like Springsteen and big outdoor shows and stuff like that. People would do the wave.
But be honest, today, 95% of the waves are done at baseball games.
Or college sports. College sports are big on the wave.
I don't understand. Look, the wave might have been interesting at one time when it was new because you saw lots of people stand up and sit down at the same time. But how is it interesting 25 years later? Who are these people who think it's a thrill to stand up and sit down the same time as the person next to you? Why is that fun?
It's not. It doesn't bother me like it does you and Dave. Like, I don't care if people want to do it. But you do have to go, hey, and especially the people who boo. Like, they get mad if you don't play along with the wave. That's all that matters to them at that moment in life, is that you stand up and sit down like they did.
Absolutely.
That kills me.
I need you to call and tell me what's up with the wave, because 1-800-520-1067. Because I believe that every single person at Dodger Stadium that I saw on my TV the other night doing the wave, I believe that they're retarded, first of all, and that they probably shouldn't be driving. Like, why let those people exit the stadium and get in a car and operate a motor vehicle on the way home? Because clearly they don't have the mental capacity if they think the wave is fun.
All right, calm down, John McCain, calm down.
Yes, super whore.
I am a baseball fan, mm-hmm. and I like to do the wave, and I'm not Eli. I'm not retarded.
Well, that is for us to decide.
Then first explain of all, how the wave is fun. Because to me, it's like, something shiny. I mean, what's the appeal of watching people sit in the stand?
It looks cool.
It's not a thrill. I don't go, oh my God, woo, I'm so excited. When you're in a baseball game for 4 or 5 hours of your life.
Yes.
You're sitting there.
And there's 2 seconds of action. You gotta fill time,
right? You've never eaten before through 4 hours of your life.
It's just something fun to do. I could understand if it disrupted the game or the players and you were annoyed at it. But it's not like Manny Ramirez is getting bothered and can't go up to bat and hit if we're all doing the wave.
You know, I think it's fun.
It's a sign of excitement, like especially when the game is going
sign
well.
Of excitement.
Like everybody will do the wave. It's just fun.
What's
the wave
exciting
too.
About it? You know what else is exciting?
It's
watching
fun to
the
see.
Game. That's fun.
You know, you can watch it. While you're
says
doing
Mr.
Wave.
Text, by the way, Dave
yeah.
Sanchez.
Hey,
yes, Mr. Text.
I'm not getting in anybody's way. At the
How does
second
the
to last,
get in your
at
way?
The second to last Dodger yeah. game, I'm trying to watch a game. It's bases loaded, and this app. Whoops, I was
gonna say a-hole
starts getting up. Hey, let's do the wave. Let's do the wave. So I'm yelling. Yeah. Sit down, dude. I'm trying to watch the game. Shut up. Shut up. You know, let's get the wave started. And he's running back and forth. Hey, let's get the wave. No, I'm trying to watch the game. His base
is
loaded.
How is
critical
he preventing
part of
the you
game.
From looking forward and watching the
because
game?
Because he's standing up right in front of me.
So you stand and up and watch
no,
it.
No, I'm trying to watch the game. I can stand up, too. But yet, everyone else is standing up and getting
you know
in my
what
way.
It is? You don't like fans. You don't like people who are super excited for their
oh,
team.
Oh, I love fans.
And
people
say,
let's go, Dodgers, clapping along. Fine.
How
that's
is that
fun.
Different from the wave?
Because the wave has nothing to do with the team.
Dude, it might look cool with the team, too.
No, I mean, if the team came out and came out of the dugout and went, oh, maybe I'll join along
awesome.
With the team.
Is okay. I think it's just a fan unity thing. Everybody does it, but I don't get
that
mad.
It has nothing to do with
it.
It's just the people who are there just because they're there.
No, but there are a-holes who get mad at people who don't do it.
Well,
yeah,
they're exactly. Like, I'll give you that.
I don't understand the passion against it either because
yeah.
I don't see how
Dave
it matters.
And Mike, I have been to baseball games with them and they punch me. In the ribs.
For
that's
not
me.
Doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
for doing it. For
yeah.
doing
I
it.
I tell
yeah.
anyone I'm with, if you get up, I am going to punch you. Man or woman, I will punch you.
Me.
Pregnant or not. Baby maker.
It's true.
Fist. Yeah. And I have.
Totally.
Don't get...
If you want to know everything you need to know about the wave, just check out the dudes that are always trying to start them.
Exactly.
It's
right.
never some cool guy. It's always some fat, drunk prick with his belly hanging out of the bottom of his old school jersey. And he's like, come on, guys.
That's true.
Come on, here we go. Ready? One, two.
Yeah. And Mike at Dodger Stadium, they always start in the pavilions.
In the pavilion,
and
yeah.
they're always running back and forth. And
Mike,
like, trying to watch
Mike brings
game.
Up a good point, by the way. These guys that he's describing that want to start the wave, Kevin, are the complaint you always have about Lightning. It doesn't matter how much fun you're having. You're not having enough fun unless Lightning says you are.
Yeah,
you've
got
to be crazier. You've got to be louder. You've got to be wilder. And that it's not enough to be at the game and to be watching the game and into and supporting your team and clapping and chanting. You've got to be standing up and making the wave before they're satisfied.
But that's all part of it. I don't mind people who are excited on different levels. I don't mind Dave sitting there watching the game. I don't mind the guy running around doing the wave. You're all there for the same cause. You're all supporting the same
yeah,
team.
Yeah, I don't get the passion
fun.
Against it either.
Yeah.
But
yeah, when
you're
I'm trying
not
to watch
there
a
for
game,
the same cause,
yeah.
though, Alex. You're there to hang out with your retarded friends who are so excited that they can sit and stand in unison.
Everybody no, go at the same time.
I'm there to
ooh, stand up, stand
but
down.
I don't buy the argument that you can't watch the game. That
yes,
I don't understand.
When people are getting up in front of you,
for two seconds?
Yes.
For 2 seconds?
That 2 seconds. You know how fast it is to make a pitch?
You know a baseball field is big, right? And there's action
not
across
not when people are, everyone around
but Dave,
is standing
isn't,
up.
Isn't the beauty of the wave that they stand up, but then they sit right back down?
Right.
People go up, down, up, down. Up, down, up, down.
They're just stupid, dumb.
All right.
You just hate positivity.
Positivity is let's go Dodgers, not...
All right, what if I do the wave
right,
and go let's go Dodgers while
stand down,
play.
Everyone. Stand down. Alex, stand down and then
take
sit back up and then stand down and then all right, we need to take a break. 1-800-520-1067. We have a wide variety of opinions on the wave, by the way. This
split
could
our country
rip the
in
city.
Half.
It could rip the country apart. But we're going to take your call, so please hang on when we return right after this on the world famous
106.7 K-Rock.
Sit down.
Down in front.
Retards. It's the Kevin Bean Show at K-Rock. Here's what's going on. Mike and Dave and me are right that the wave blows, and Alex is wrong, and Kevin, you're undecided. You don't care either way.
Well, I don't
care. Bother you.
I've
you don't love it. You don't hate it.
I've gone to baseball games, and I don't get it. Like, it doesn't excite me, but I don't care. It doesn't make me angry either.
I think
either.
It's fun.
I think it's bored fans with wanting something to do with their time. That's what I think.
I think it's a statement for forced sterilization is what I think. You're stupid enough to do the wave, you shouldn't be having kids. All right, let's start with let's go to Victor in Ontario. He's on line 3. 1-800-520-1067. Please help me stop the wave. Hi, Victor. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, boys? Look, you guys got to understand, for us,
It's the game within the game. And
wait a minute.
Nozzles just don't get it.
Okay, but what do you mean it's the game within the game? It means...
Look, there's nothing for us to do. We're not professional athletes. It's just like taking a 99-cent beach volleyball, blowing it up, and batting it right next to the king of Mexico's face, hopefully hitting them while he's texting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another of his favorites as well. Is the beach ball,
hey,
which
Victor,
again I don't care about.
Do you and your friends do the wave at a movie theater too because you're not professional actors and you're just supposed to be sitting there watching it?
Oh, fully, yeah. Oh, yeah, we do that. I get with my family, we get together, starts off with my little girl, down to my wife, and then me.
Victor, you know what else you can do at a game? Watch it.
You
how
can
about
watch
that?
It. You can watch it while you're doing the wave. It takes
2 seconds.
No, you can't.
Because then everyone's following the wave. Oh, look it. Here it comes. Here it comes.
You know,
here it comes.
Maybe you're the gay guy watching it. It takes 2 seconds to stand up and sit down.
Victor's dumb.
Thank
you. Everyone else who does it is dumb.
I know. Nonstop action on a baseball field, by the way.
Silence you.
Guys, talk to John and Rachel.
Shut up, vagina. Stop talking.
It's the game within the game, guys. Hey, John.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, John.
The wave at a baseball game?
I can't stand that guy that just called, by the way.
Yeah.
I hate the wave.
Yeah.
I was at Angel Stadium last season. I'm a big Dodger fan, by the way. So I'm wearing Dodger attire, Dodger hat, Dodger jersey.
Right.
Idiot starts getting up, trying to get everybody to do the wave with his little stupid rally monkey. And I was just like, dude, chill out. I'm on a date. Let's try to watch the game, you know?
I'm trying to be cool.
I'm trying to
be cool doing the wave. I will tell you that. That is a proven fact.
And you
that's
can't
science.
Try to pin it on the Angels either because it's just as bad or worse at Dodger Stadium. Your team does it just as much, dude.
Well, anyways, so I stand up, I confront the guy, and he ends up getting in my face. We end up getting in a fight because I'm belligerent drunk.
Yeah, well, yeah. You sound like a dick, though. That's
You're
why.
The sketchy part of this equation, buddy.
I hate you more than I hate the wave.
So, Bob, you know, the story has...
All right, we can't get to the end of the story.
Bye-bye.
I'm David, King of Mexico. I do not approve that last caller.
Let's go to line one. Someone named Livier, if you can believe that, in Santa Fe Springs.
Livier.
Livier?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi. You like the wave?
You know what? I'm for it. I'm on Alex's side. We randomly do the wave at restaurants.
Wait a minute. If you're doing the wave at restaurants, I'm in.
That's
funny.
Kevin's people.
But only because I know it annoys people. But see, at the baseball game, I don't know. I don't think it would.
Stand up, stand down.
Stand up.
Stand up with everyone else. Livia, explain it to me then. I'm going to give you the opportunity because I have not been able to figure out. What is fun for you and your little retard friends to see that you can stand up and sit down in unison? Why does that turn you on?
I don't know. You know what? I think it's just a way to enjoy yourself by making a fool out of yourself. But with people, you get what I'm saying? It's not like it's just you.
That's of course.
Morons doing it.
That's right. Bunch of morons doing it.
No, you know what it is with Bean? I was realizing he hates any social activity that's fun. So it's hard for him to go to a baseball game, period, because he's surrounded by a lot of people.
First you have
but
people.
He loves baseball, so he's there.
Yes.
But then he probably feels like it's mandatory, like, oh, I have to do this wave. I don't have a choice, and I don't want to participate. I want to just watch the game, which he totally can do. No one's forcing him to do it or have fun.
Tony emails in, by the way, and he has a deeper message that he's found in the wave, that it shows crowd unity, you guys. The crowd is acting like a team. Just like the team, they've got to work together to make it successful.
Yeah, I get that.
Exactly. F you, Tony. F you. All right, let's close with Ruben in East L.A. If there is any kind of silver lining to the dark, rainy cloud that is the wave, maybe Ruben has found it. Hi, Ruben, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey.
Lisa May.
Good morning.
All right, I hate the wave. I mean... The guys get in front of you. They totally mess up your beer. They start knocking it over. But at the last Dodger game, the last season game of the when they played the Padres, every time the waves passed by, you had the four of the hottest chicks slashing the crowd.
Okay, now you're getting someplace.
Okay, hold on a second.
Anything that encourages chicks to flash is good.
How about that, Dave?
I mean, even we'd all agree if that would happen, the wave would be golden every single time.
Now but, we got something we can agree on. Absolutely, yes.
Next season, we need to really champion this and make sure that that happens.
But one security took him out.
And that's why the Dodgers are losers today.
Bean was working security that day. What a bummer.
Sad.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you for the call. So wave, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Ready, guys, ready?
Let's go. Ready?
Wait, Lisa, say, start. Wait, Lisa, ready, start.
Ready, ready. Thumbs up.
Wait,
thumbs up.
Okay, you're taking the tops off.
I stand up, I stand down.
Saying we should play it again while we have the time. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying the attorneys just called and we're unable to. We're
Kevin Abicho, K-Rock, the attorneys do not call you. It's 8:46.
Coming up after the news at 9, by the way, I'm going to be reunited with an old friend, Rochelle Lee. My buddy Rochelle Lee is going to be coming in here in the studios.
You've never met her.
No, no. She and I were were Octagon girls together.
Oh, right, sure.
We were UFC Octagon girls together. You can tell our careers went very different directions. But
you see Bean in a two-piece walking around the
God,
ring?
I know, never want that day to come.
She is in the new Playboy, and we'll talk all things nude and all things UFC with her coming up after 9. This thing that Kevin wants to play again, I have to strongly protest. In fact, I'm already writing a letter to Miss Cleo,
how
who sings
you?
It, to Psycho Mike and Omar, who wrote it and produced it. There's no place for this in a civilized program like ours.
There's no place for laughter. Is there no place for fun?
I think we need laughter now more than ever, Kevin.
Thank you,
Lisa.
These
are hard times. We need to laugh.
I agree as well, and that's why we need to play Paper Stains.
Mm-hmm. How did I get so out of step with
that? We've been asking ourselves for 100 years.
I couldn't believe when we played it first thing this morning that
how funny it was,
how awful it was that it exists, and how much I want to gouge my ears out for having heard it, but that thousands of people, literally thousands of people, have already raced to krock.com to stream this so that they can hear it again.
So, and based on that, I want you to repeat after me. My name is Bean. I am dumb.
My name is Bean. This time, I'm the only true lone voice of reason.
Wow.
Wow.
Dude. You just hate it when anyone has fun.
Sucks to be you.
Paper Stains is the song, ladies and gentlemen. Please enjoy.
I'll get that. Honestly, what was that?
I don't know.
Where did that phone ring came from?
I need toilet paper cause my stomach's in pain. Gonna run to the toilet so I can make chocolate rain. I need to find a bathroom, I've been waiting all day. To the porcelain god, I really need to pray. Kids to the pool, I wanna take them. I'm gonna poison your sewer system. Had Mexican for dinner, now my stomach's in pain. I'm gonna need a plunger to unclog my drain. Gotta release these chocolate hostages. I wish I just had to pee, but no, I've got a bad case of butt coffee. Had Mexican for dinner, I'm all backed up. Gonna make the pudding from two girls, one cup. Not number one, I mean two. Show me what brown can do for you. In a big law contest, I would probably win. I shouldn't have had all that damn Mexican. P-O-O, damn, I gotta go. Yeah, I got more logs than the lumberjack. Now I gotta go do my business. Dump a dump a dump a dump a dump. I gotta take a dump. Dump a dump a dump a dump a dump. I gotta take a dump. Much better.
And explain to your kids what daddy does for a living. Do you tell them about that?
This is bad.
Come on.
Come on.
Now time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
I say we get Miss Cleo's strict Muslim parents on the phone and play them that song live on the air and get their reaction.
I'm in.
Great idea.
See what they think.
Because we are very disappointed in her.
Her mom, right? Burka would just burst into flames.
Museum of Television and Radio, by the way, called for a copy of that.
She'd unleash a fatwa on us if we did that.
Part of the problem is that Miss Cleo is so young and pretty and sexy, and you can't think of any of that when you're listening to her talk about releasing the chocolate hostages. It just ruins her sex appeal.
Mm. Dude, there's a whole website full of people who beg to differ.
Oh, come on. Even Ralph, you said earlier today that you can't even enjoy her cans anymore now that you know what a potty mouth
she's
got.
But, you know, the people who subscribe to MuddyLove.com would, absolutely Muddy beg Love, to Muddy differ. Love. That was my old blues name when I used to, play blues Muddy guitar Love. Down in New Orleans.
Hey, what's up? I'm Muddy Love. I like to sing a song now about losing someone. It goes like this. Na-na-na-na. I got Muddy Love. Now go clean it up.
You can go to the Kevin Bean Sounds section of krock.com and listen to Paper Stains again if you must. I don't know why you would, but you can.
Because it's a runaway hit. Back to you.
I've got to get off this show. I got to.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can.
Is this a retraction?
Mm-hmm. No, it's not a retraction. I'm doing the announcement again so that one
There's
of our listeners
no play
can be a Broadway
and no
star.
No auditions.
Spider-Man the Broadway musical. They're having an open call in Los Angeles to find the stars of the new smash hit Broadway musical Spider-Man.
How's it a smash hit?
Because it's going to be a smash hit.
It hasn't even been done yet.
Because it's Spider-Man, and Bono and The Edge wrote the score.
Mm. Well, that's pretty cool.
How do you like that?
A listener has already emailed suggesting that the Spider-Man auditions at the church, Ralph, is as likely as Blink-182 playing a free concert at a mall in Ontario.
Liar. Looking for Peter Parker and Mary Jane, a male and female between the ages of 16 and in their early 20s. Got to have a great rock, pop, singing voice. As you can imagine, the songs are by U2, so you're going to need to be able to wail. It is today, the auditions, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
at, Liars.
At the Hollywood United Methodist Church, Franklin and Highland. Sign-in begins at 9:30 a.m., so you got about a half an hour to get there.
Yep.
And the auditions will end promptly at 5 o'clock.
You show up, they whisk you right off. Right off to Broadway.
They're only looking for these characters at the open call. Peter Parker and Mary Jane.
Only the two leads.
Yes. So if you're not right for these characters, you may not be seen, they say. So don't go down there if you're a big old fat 45-year-old dude. Because you're not going to play Peter Parker. You're not going to fit into the suit, man.
They also wanted to say...
Can we steer away from gay people?
Oh, how are you going to come at the edge in Bono like that?
Liars.
I'm going to tell them you said that. David Duchovny and his wife, Taya Leone, have split... They are separated after 11 years of marriage. Now, initially, when we heard this story, we figured, wow, she must have been taking that sexual addiction thing harder than we thought when he went into rehab for 6 weeks to try to control his sexual compulsions. However, now we're learning from a story on whatwouldtylerdurdendo.com that apparently Taya was having an affair with Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah. That sounds like a crazy Mad Libs game you're playing.
The two met when they were shooting a film together earlier this year. And Duchovny apparently found explicit text messages on her mobile phone sent by Billy Bob.
Yeah. Whore.
Let me just tell you something. You think David Duchovny was addicted to sex before?
Wait till he...
Not married?
Wait till he gets unleashed after finding out his wife was banging Billy Bob Thornton and he's going to be single.
What kind of weird voodoo magic?
His penis is going to burst into flames. That's how often he's going to use it. That's how much friction we're talking about.
What kind of weird voodoo magic does Billy Bob have?
What? He can do this.
He gets the ladies, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. He can do that.
Dude, he
chicks
is,
love that.
Super smart, and personable and interesting, I guess.
He is super smart and super smart. He's both of those.
Yeah.
And personable. He's got all three of those things going for him. Lauren Conrad and Heidi Montag have made up. Oh, Lord be praised.
This is the best news ever.
There could be peace on earth if that happened.
There really can, Lisa.
There must be a Jesus. It must be true.
Mm-hmm. Because if Lauren can change and Heidi can change, maybe we all can change. Apparently, they ran into each other when Lauren was celebrating her runway show that she had in Los Angeles for her fashion line, and Heidi went up to congratulate her on her success. The two apparently had an intimate conversation and then were spotted smiling and hugging. Lauren Conrad tells Us Weekly magazine, yes, it's true. The two of them are buddies again. And it was very nice of Heidi to make the first move, and just everything is now lollipops and sunflowers. So.
Ha! Nobody cares.
Oh, contraire, mon frère.
I'm so excited. I love Florin and the Hills. Yeah. That's the best. They should make it a movie.
That's the greatest show on television.
Should we talk to Nick about that tomorrow?
They're beautiful.
I can't decide which one I like the best.
I'm like Tupac.
And if you'd like some chilling account of what happened in that plane crash that took the lives of four people and also severely burned DJ AM and Travis Barker, People Magazine has the first interview with DJ AM and shocking stories from what went on in that crash and afterwards when he was rushed to the hospital.
Yep.
You can you can go to peoplemagazine.com for some of the story. It'll be in the magazine as well, but here's a little piece of it. I woke up. This is DJ AM telling us what happened when the plane crashed. I woke up to Travis screaming and the plane engulfed in flames. I tried to cover my face as I jumped through a fireball. I saw Travis running and flailing, trying to put out the fire on his own body. He screamed, "What do I do?" He tried to rip his clothes off. I finally put the flames out by smothering him with my body. Some of my burns are from that. So DJ AM helping his buddy out there in the most unselfish way possible. And then he talks about what it was like getting into the ambulance afterwards, what it was like in the hospital. He went through quite an ordeal. And Travis, of course, even worse off than DJ AM, still healing. So
yeah.
Fascinating and chilling story in People Magazine.
Uh-huh.
Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays today, shall we? John Mayer. Or Mayer. If you don't know how to say manure. Is 31 years old today. By the way, went to the dictionary. Manure is how it's pronounced.
Well, yeah, now you're pronouncing it the right way.
No, manure.
You said manure.
Manure.
Earlier.
You said manure.
But you said manure.
Manure.
Right, but you said manure.
Manure.
Oh, changing it now
it's
the way you say it.
It's as if it was an O-O-R. Manure. Manure.
But it's not like it's a U-R without an E, like you were saying it. Manure.
Manure.
You're saying manure.
None
manure.
Of us knew what you were saying, right?
Right.
Well, because you don't know how to say manure.
That manure. Is not how you say it, how you
more
just said it.
Door manure.
It's manure.
Manure.
It's not manure.
It is manure.
It's not manure.
Yes,
manure.
It is.
That puts another syllable in there.
Yes,
it's
it does.
Ma, M-U-H-N-O-O-R is the pronunciation guide. Ma-nor.
But not manure. But not ner.
Not newer.
But
either.
Not ner.
Not manure.
But manure.
Not manure.
All right, play it again, B.
Play it again. Manure.
Manure.
There's
an ooh and there's an
saying er. Manure.
Ooer. Not ooer. Manure. There's yeah. No manure.
There's an ooh and then there's an er.
There's no manure.
Play it again. Play it again. All right. Listen closely, Ralph, because you're not hearing that extra inflection, but it's in there.
Manure.
Manure.
Manure. No. No. He said manure.
No. There's clearly an ooh and then there's
manure.
An er.
You are deaf.
How does it say to pronounce it, Beam? Read the pronunciation.
Manure.
Down.
I don't have the page up. I'm sorry.
M-U-H-N-O-O-R. Two
listen
syllables. Two syllables. Ma, nor. There's no newer in there. It would be N-E-W-E-R then.
Who's saying this? The dude from Webster's?
He's saying manure.
Play it again.
Manure.
Newer.
Manure.
There's no newer
there,
in there.
There's a new and there's an
R. Oh, you're mad. All of you. God. Simply out of your minds.
Ralph, is it possible?
Come on now.
Come on.
Guys. Don't you see this is just what the terrorists want us to do? The war is out there, man. Out there. Now pull it together.
You can't say that, Ralph.
Just said it. Want me to say it again?
Nope.
Then
no.
Shut up.
I'd rather you do.
Don't make us get the decider on the phone, because we will if we have to. He's from Jersey. I can't imagine how he pronounced it.
Yeah, poorly.
Manure.
Flavor Red Hot Chili Peppers is 46.
Manure.
Tim Robbins is 50. Suzanne Summers is 62.
Mike John McClain.
Angela Lansbury is 83.
Manure.
I'm Ralph Garman. I'm just tired.
I'm just saying, Lisa, you think your dog is cute, and then a puppy comes into the room, and all of a sudden you realize you don't care about your dog anymore.
Oh, stop
that's
it.
All I'm saying.
You don't have to do that.
Yes,
we
does.
All get it.
Stop
we don't
it.
Need you to help
it's,
narrate this.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. The puppy in the room is the beautiful Rochelle Leah, ladies and gentlemen, who joins us from the UFC All Access show on the Spike TV. Rochelle, how are you? Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
I'm doing great. I'm so happy to be here. You guys are my favorite show.
Oh, you don't
in
have
LA.
To say that.
No, seriously.
Have you ever been called a puppy before?
I've never, but,
yeah.
but for some reason it just sounded nice
good.
The way you said it.
Thank you. Because puppies are awesome. Because everybody loves puppies, and in fact, everybody loves you.
Aww.
So, we have many questions for you because this is the first time we've met you, but you didn't come up as a fighter. How'd you end up working with the UFC?
No, but I can whoop some. I came into the UFC because I was doing some modeling and different things in Vegas. You know, smaller gigs. It's not LA, obviously. And
like Olympic Gardens?
You know, every now and again.
It's a smaller gig.
So my picture was taken when I was at a boxing match, and it was put on an MMA or a boxing website, mm-hmm. and the owners saw it and got a hold of me.
The UFC guys saw it.
UFC
and said,
guys
Let's,
saw it.
We got to get her.
No, the funniest thing was someone came up to me and was like, Dana White is looking for you. And I'm like, who's she?
That's a great answer.
Right? So mm-hmm. so then I ended up getting an email and I met with them and said, look, here's the deal. I want to be an Octagon girl. I want the exposure. I want to get on TV and I want to host a show. So I'm going to lay it out now. Like, that's my ultimate goal wow. with you guys. And I achieved it. Here I am.
Wow.
On the cover of Playboy on top of that.
Oh, wait. You're on Playboy?
What?
Why didn't no one tell us this?
Two issues on the floor
several
over
there, isn't there?
Open. Actually.
Oh.
Okay. Before we get to Playboy, and of course, we will go through picture by picture in extreme detail. But before we get to that, that's pretty impressive to have that that end game in mind at the beginning before you even started with them to kind of lay out for them what you were expecting from them and then to have it all come true. I mean, did you know that you would be good on television, be able to interview people, be able to do all those things? Because, you know, just because you can model doesn't mean you can be a TV host.
You're right. I felt it. I like TV. I get a little nervous when I'm on camera being interviewed, but to talk to other people, I've never had a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt comfortable. They obviously had me doing press for them. I did a bunch of radio shows and was really comfortable on the radio. And I thought, just get me in front of a camera and let me show you what I can do. And if you like it, let's make something happen.
Bean and I, the reason Bean asked that is because we do this for a living.
Yeah.
And we thought TV wouldn't be too hard. And we were horrible.
No.
I mean, really, tried a couple things and went, okay, no, not so good.
You know what it is with TV is you have to be willing to kind of exaggerate your personality so you almost feel cheesy, but it'll come off so natural if you're just willing to like let go and be goofy because that's what sells well. And
yeah, we tried that too.
I'm pretty much like the most unserious person. I don't even know if that's a word.
It isn't, but that's okay.
I'm not serious.
I think our problem with TV, and tell me if you've run into this, Rochelle, maybe you haven't, but is that there are too many bosses. There are too many people who are trying to shape what's coming, what's in front of the camera, and that they all have a say, and you kind of can't be yourself. You have to. It's almost like a committee is writing the show for you.
Not on my show. It's my show. I get to. I mean, obviously, you have the director and producer that have the format, but my input is just as important as theirs because it's me. I'm Rochelle on the show. I'm not somebody else.
Yeah, that's
and,
the step we missed, Bean.
Yeah, that's true. That's the one. I'm not acting. I'm just being myself, and I'm a silly, goofy, like laid back person. That's just I can be me, and someone wants to like actually watch that. I don't know what's wrong with them, but you know.
But okay,
great.
What does help though? What is great for you is that. I mean, we've had a ton of these UFC fighters. We have dozens of them on the show over the years. And almost to a man, they're interesting, funny, articulate, smart people, which has got to make your job a whole lot easier. It's not like you're trying to talk to super dumb athletes.
Yeah, they're not punchy. They're not stupid. I mean, they're absolutely intelligent and normal, down-to-earth, humble people. It's not like a normal Hollywood scene, you know, which is what I love about the sport. It's just so normal.
How much do you know about the sport, or did you have to take a crash course about, you know, the intricacies of how they fight and what they do?
That came just with being around it.
It did.
Yeah, and you know, I'm really into sports. I have two older brothers. I'm a huge football fan. It's not hard to pick up if you just pay attention. Like, so is he allowed to hit him like that? And why are they stopping it? You just, you know, live and learn it, and then you know, don't talk about the things you know guys don't want to hear girls talking about. Because I'm not trying to preach the sport. I'm just trying to promote it.
Right.
Have you run into any kind of backlash from people who think that maybe you shouldn't be doing that job? They don't want to hear from you because you're a girl?
I'm sure. I mean, I don't even listen to them. So
because I'm going to kill those people. I'm going to find those people. I'm going to take them down.
But you know what the beauty of those people is? They'll still watch my show and then they'll just hate on it. But I love the haters. I mean, at least they're watching. Right?
You do have to come to an agreement of that you have to just be okay with haters because there's haters and there's nothing you can do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Jealousy.
Now, your next show is going to be on Spike. You said it goes up on the 22nd of October, right? And that's ahead of the Silva fight on the 25th. And do you interview both fighters, for instance, who are going to be on that pay-per-view? They're both appearing on your All Access show?
No, I just Anderson Silva. I always feature one fighter. It's usually the favorite. And it's the 22nd at midnight, and it also airs the day of the fight, which is the 25th, at 2 in the afternoon and at 5:30 in the afternoon.
And you speak Portuguese?
Like three words, maybe. You know, like,
so that was easy?
That's thank you. I think that's like the word I got the most down.
Was it difficult?
Yeah. It was a challenge. He doesn't speak English much, but we definitely got the communication across. We've got translators in there. And he's so funny that his charisma really read well on television, mm-hmm. which is what people want to see.
You were talking about he got you dancing. What's that about?
Oh, my God. Yeah. So we
Here's all
this.
I know. Rochelle said, oh, it's just I don't even want to watch it, which, of course, means we're in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't really care. Obviously, I wouldn't have done it. But, you know, I went to his house to do our little, like, Cribs portion of the show because we kind of try to feature their home life, their personal life, as well as, like, how they train and what they eat to prepare for a fight.
Right.
So we did, like, the whole touring his house scene, and he had these like Tasmanian devil slippers on, and he full-on broke out in the Thriller dance, and so I'm like, screw it, I'm just gonna do it, I'm gonna go for it.
Really?
And then he starts breaking out, and you know, like that, like the club mm-hmm. dance,
sure.
It's just, oh my God. Yeah.
Was there music playing, or was it all in your head?
No, he was singing.
He was singing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
he
awesome.
Can sing Thriller.
Really?
Yeah, he loves Michael Jackson.
Wow.
But let me ask you this, Rochelle, because I thought I saw in the extensive research that I forced myself to do to look up articles and pictures of you in the last week. I thought I saw that you at one time were part of America's Best Dance Crew on that TV show on MTV. Is that not true?
I did. I hosted their live episode of America's Best Dance Crew.
That's the best
show. That's Kevin's
ever.
Favorite show. He loves that
just
show.
I don't know. I think part of it that I find so funny is that you can tell that these people, that is their whole life. They spend every minute
of every day.
And really, most people don't care.
Yeah. But you know, the funny thing is they're actually good.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
You
want you to,
they're amazing.
That's one of those shows that I find myself watching, and then if I hear anyone coming into the room, I switch it quick. You know what
I mean?
Like,
funny.
I don't
it's like when you roll up the
that.
Window and you're listening
yes,
to, like...
exactly. Thriller, for example.
I keep my convertible top down for that one. I don't care.
All right. Rochelle's going to take her top down when we return. Rochelle Leah yes. is here. The UFC All Access is on Spike. We do need to take a break. If you can stick around, we do have many, many questions about Playboy, because I can't tell what you're thinking about in some of these pictures, and you're going to need to walk us through it if you don't mind. Will you stick
All
around?
Right. Yes, I'll stick around.
Okay. You used to date Kimbo Slice? Really?
That's nice.
Holla at your boy.
You know how that works.
Holla at your boy.
Now, that's Rochelle Leah in the studio, by the way, from UFC All Access and the new Playboy that we'll talk about in a minute. Now, what's the story, Kevin? You were starting to explain?
No, I was exaggerating. What, sorry,
Kevin was just lying about something.
Yeah.
No.
Come on.
Kevin.
It's me.
What
do you think?
Getting the facts wrong? By the way, as you guys are talking about the Kimbo thing, which I know isn't UFC, but it still has been fascinating, I've decided that I may need to be Kimbo Slice for Halloween this year. That may need to be my
that
costume.
Would be
wow.
That's a great costume.
How much would you have to change to be Kimbo Slice?
How much is there that much black paint in the world to turn me into Kimbo Slice? And the beard? Oh, it'd be so awesome. That's such a cool look.
You've already got the physique, though. So.
That's true. You are chiseled. You're a chiseled god.
At least I have that. Rochelle is here, of course. UFC All Access. Hey, RochelleLeah.com. That's your website as well, right? If people want to go there. Now, I know you had been in Playboy before in clothes. How
yes.
did you make the wise decision to revisit your visit to Playboy and do it the right way?
I got a phone call from the UFC and they asked me how I'd feel about doing the cover. And I thought, okay, that's a huge opportunity. I'll call you right back. And so I called my parents.
That's always our first question is, how do you explain that to them?
I called them and asked their permission, and not mm-hmm. permission, obviously I'm a big girl, but
just to give a heads up.
Yeah, yeah. And they were, go for it. Like, just do it. Go for it. And I'm like, holy crap.
You know that your dad is going to take a lot of crap from his friends.
My dad is so cool.
Okay.
I mean, it's the funniest thing is it was showing him the magazine. I put post-it notes all over the entire inside of the magazine. So pretty much, he got like the headshot. and yeah. you know, it was a little awkward. I definitely had to leave the room for that one. But
yeah.
That's it. You know, I went back. I did it. Here I am.
Did you show him this picture of the chain link fence?
Yeah, there we
and,
go.
And it looks like you're doing the Karate Kid pose.
You like that pose?
Remember that?
I was like in a halfway position of climbing that fence. I don't know. I thought it was a unique, awkward picture, and I kind of like that it's not normal. It's
it isn't, and it is. It is amazing.
How many days does it take to film a Playboy layout like this?
It took 3 days, actually 4. 3 days, but it ended up.
I thought Bean was exaggerating with the question. It takes more than one day.
It takes three.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And does it get to a point where, as awkward as it may be at the beginning, after you've done it for an hour or 2 hours or 10 hours or something like that, it's not that big a deal to be standing around naked?
Well, here's the thing. You're posing nude, and then as soon as there's like a break, it's immediately you're covered up with a robe. It's definitely a little bit awkward, obviously. I mean, I think most girls would be a little bit uncomfortable, but you've got such a great room full of professionals that... And champagne.
What are you doing to this exercise ball, if I could ask that?
Leaning on it, of course.
Oh, okay. All right. Just check. What about this one? What about that exercise ball?
I'm sitting on it, okay. Of course.
I wonder if those professionals you refer to, and to them, it really is just another day in the office. I mean, they've seen girls come in there and get their picture taken 1,000 times. I wonder if it ever gets to the point where they don't go, wow, is she hot? Wow, now, am I happy to be seeing her naked?
I don't know. Aren't men men?
That's what I would
think. I
think so. I would think,
yeah,
like, listen, bit. Fifth day. Sorry. We didn't get the first couple days. Sixth day. All right. I apologize. Seventh day. We're going to have to do it again.
I definitely think that men are men, but they don't at all give any kind of an uncomfortable vibe offer.
It's not
any,
like a crazy vibe.
But they're high-fiving each other when you leave the room, though, Rochelle. Come on.
Hey, you're a guy. I don't know.
Yes.
Yes, then. Yes.
And not with their hands.
All right, now that you're
now
that you're in Playboy and you got your own TV show, please tell me there's some sort of high school boyfriend that dumped you that now you've got revenge like crazy on. So
no,
you call and go, he's weeping
thing.
Right now that you're doing what you're doing.
The best part is that I haven't even thought about that. I think about like the girls that in my past that have been like bad friends to me that mm-hmm. wish that they had like that kind of success going on. That, to be honest with you, might be immature, is my ultimate revenge on people succeeding. So,
but not, you weren't thinking boyfriend angle.
No, I haven't even thought about that. But
well, think now.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
Can we
it,
call someone?
No, you know, I wouldn't know their number anymore.
Okay, all right.
Just but check. Maybe, so, I'm sure.
So model, UFC Octagon girl, Maxim stuff, Playboy, UFC All Access. Starting Monday on the Kevin Bean Show, you'll be doing traffic. I mean, your career,
yeah.
Trajectory of your career. I got to say, you're heading in the right direction, Rochelle.
Thanks. I also just got done filming a movie, actually. I had the lead in a movie coming out that's called The Bleeding.
Uh-oh.
Bleeding. It's an action thriller. I get to actually kick some
ass.
Oh, can I say that?
Yes.
I get to kick some ass.
Yeah,
I get to slam a guy's head through some a piece of glass.
I'm not going to write what you, I'm not going to say what Mike's writing. I'm not going to do it. I know what he's going to write before he even writes it. Mike elbows me and starts writing. Say it comes out once a month. I was like, nope, not going to do it. Not a chance in hell.
Come on.
Right? Look.
God,
I know what you're saying.
I hate you and everything you stand
for.
That's
what I'm saying. I hate him.
Oh. Rochelle, you couldn't be any more awesome, and we couldn't be any happier to meet you. And please come back every day and visit with us.
Would
you
love
do that
to.
For us?
Yes.
Hey, you have a job opening for me?
We do. Yes, we do.
You can have
yes,
any of our
do.
Jobs.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
RochelleLea.com and UFC All Access with a new show starting on the 22nd of October ahead of UFC 90, which is the Anderson Silva fight. So please check that out. Rochelle, stay in touch. Great to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
It is Shipwreck 14 time at the Queen Mary. Watch as it transforms itself into the scariest place on Earth for 15 terrifying nights this October. Go to queenmaryshipwreck.com. That's the prize you get for... That's the prize you get for calling right now at 1-800-520-1067.
Did
for
he just
Kevin
have
Bean.
A stroke?
I've never heard an embolism before.
What was that? Was that a stroke? An embolism?
I don't know what it was, but I will tell you that every day this week, I have a lot of trouble with queenmaryshipwreck.com. For some reason, it is difficult for me to say. I apologize.
And that causes a stroke?
Queen Mary!
All right, let's start with Jameson in Mission Viejo. Good morning, Jameson.
What it do? I gotta let you know, I am so excited the Dodgers lost last night. I'm an Angel fan, and I've been taking all sorts of trash talks from those Dodger fans, talking about the true LA team coming out and making a presence in the playoffs. And no.
Yeah.
And well, no. The Dodgers did go further in the playoffs than the Angels did. How do you reconcile that?
They did, but it was the Angels' best season ever. You know, 100 wins, franchise record. That's a successful season, if I have to say so. Although it's a disappointing playoff.
Sure. You think? Doesn't it seem like the playoffs is kind of an important part of the picture? I mean, I don't like baseball, so I'm not coming down on either side. But it seems like the Dodgers this year could trash talk the Angels this year.
They got one round further than
the Well, Packers. Okay, that's something.
But I've got the Phillies fever.
You don't even like baseball.
Song?
You don't
Let's
even like it.
Let's get that song up here.
Let's don't.
It was about pooping, you'd play it.
That's correct. <funny. laughs> Let's go to Stacy in Irvine. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning. What it do?
What it do?
After the guys that called yesterday commenting on Megan Fox and her thumb in Transformer and how you guys were making fun of him because he paused it right there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I Googled Megan Fox plus thumb and came across the Wikipedia definition of club thumb.
Mm-hmm.
And right under the definition, it says famous stars with club thumbs, Megan Fox.
Okay.
Okay, but see, here was our point yesterday. If the guy is pausing his TiVo and he's looking at her thumb, don't we already have a problem at that point?
Well, yeah, absolutely is a problem, okay. But I think it's funny that she's being noted as a famous person with a club thumb. So therefore, she's, you know, in her exoticness also has a club thumb, and it's okay because she's Megan Fox.
I could be married to Megan Fox for 25 years and never get to her thumb. Never see it. Never even recognize it. No way I'd know.
Oh, you have a thumb?
Oh, I didn't know that. Look at you have arms.
I think it's nice that she's making club thumbs okay for everyone.
Me too. She's finally that
she's
horrible, horrible racist tendency people have of persecuting the people
Looking
with club thumbs.
Looking down on club thumb people.
We're removing that from our society.
Let's talk to Jonathan in Culver City. He's on line 5. Ralph, you'll be very excited. I think it's a Batman-related phone call.
Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, beautiful?
Hello.
What's going on?
All right, so I was up last night. I couldn't sleep. And guess what I saw? I saw Celebrity Deathmatch, Adam West versus Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Adam West beat the crap out of Christian Bale.
Word.
In
of course.
What world, just, by the way?
This world that we live in.
Match? World of celebrity death matches.
World of gay.
Where they decide such things.
Are they still using celebrity death match? Is that still going on?
That was a rerun. No. That was done some time ago.
Yeah,
MTV, by the way, every show they've ever filmed goes into reruns in perpetuity. I don't know what the deal is, but they're still running Jackass 4 hours a day.
Oh, Jackass is worth it.
Jonathan, sorry, go ahead, Bean.
I'm just saying they haven't made a new one in like 4 years, yet it doesn't take it off the schedule. It's unbelievable how much retread stuff is on MTV.
Yeah.
Jonathan, a little trivia for you. I do Adam West's voice in that.
Do you?
Yeah, that's me doing Adam.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Not impressed.
Not even a little bit.
He should have been, but he wasn't. Yeah.
Let's talk to Ben in Lakewood on the Kevin and Bean Show. He's on line 2. Hey, Ben, thanks for calling. What'd it do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
Just want to say that the Pooh song was so funny, it made me cry.
Paper Saints?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. You know, get to work and I'm crying. People think something's wrong. I try to explain it to them.
Yeah.
I'm like, you just can't. You have to listen
there
to
are
it.
Some things that you should not try to explain. That's one of them.
Probably not at work either, we've learned.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah. This is true.
I suspect that meeting with the attorneys in New York will happen at 5 minutes after 10 o'clock this morning. So if we want to play it again, we should play it right now, is what I'm saying.
Fantastic.
Because otherwise, we got no choice.
I mean, if you insist. Thank you, Ben.
The song makes me cry, too, for a whole other reason.
Sing it if you know it.
I need toilet paper because my stomach's in pain. Gonna run to the toilet so I can make chocolate rain. I need to find a bathroom. I've been waiting all day. To the porcelain god, I really need to pray. Kids to the pool, I wanna take them. I'm gonna poison your sewer system. Had Mexican for dinner, now my stomach's in pain. I'm gonna need a plunger to unclog my drain. Gotta release these chocolate hostages. I wish I just had to pee, but no, I've got a bad case of butt coffee. Had Mexican for dinner, I'm all backed up. Gonna make the pudding from 2 girls, 1 cup. Not number one, I mean 2. Show me what brown can do for you. In a big law contest, I would probably win. I shouldn't have had all that damn Mexican. P-O-O, damn, I gotta go. Yeah, I got more logs than a lumberjack. Now I gotta go
dial back the farts about 1,000 decibels?
No, that's not possible.
And ruin the song?
How much Psycho Mike's involved?
Song ever.
Come on.
Really?
I heard PLO's a terrorist. That's what I heard.
Is that right?
Yeah, I saw it on the internet.
I'll never look at Miss Cleo the same way again. And because I don't want to leave on that disgusting note, one more call. Tom on the line from Los Angeles on the Kevin Bean Show. Good morning, Tom. What'd it do?
This is Tom. How you doing, Kevin and Bean?
Oh, you've been drinking.
No.
You haven't been drinking.
I haven't been drinking. This is Tommy Lasorda.
That Tom. Hi,
sure.
Mr. Lasorda.
Oh, can you believe that game last night?
No. It was very disappointing. I know you must be sad.
It was horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
I watched with Furcal.
I don't know.
Well, he's usually
he's
dependable.
Every play, he committed an E-R R-O-R. Him right in the B-A-L-L-S. And the Dodgers bullpen. The whole series, they've been playing like T-R-A-S-H.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Like an ice pick right in the B-R-A-I-N.
Sorry,
check
Tommy.
Engine light.
The check engine light is good. It is off.
Fine.
I think the team was dripping something on their driveway.
Yeah? You think they need
it wasn't transmission fluid.
Take it in for a tune-up?
It's something else.
Yeah.
What? Oh, don't say that, Tommy. Tommy, are you looking ahead toward next season? You've been with the Dodgers 60 years. You coming back?
Oh, next season?
What? What?
What, Tom? You okay?
I can't audio next season.
I can't understand what you're saying, Mr. Lasorda.
I think I had a stroke.
Oh, that's not good.
That is very sad, in fact. I want to thank all of our special guests on today's Kevin and Bean Show, including the fantastic comedian and impressionist Frank Caliendo. He is going to be appearing at the Club Nokia on Friday, December 5th. Tickets are on sale now. Frank TV returns on TBS next Tuesday, and you can go to his website, frankcaliendo.com, for his new DVD, Frank Caliendo, All Over the Place. And thanks to Rochelle Leah for joining us, too. In the November, Playboy, of course, in UFC All Access. Hey, real quick, before we talk about tomorrow, Psycho Mike has an event coming up. Well, it is tomorrow, and it's going to be at the Kings game. It's a K-Rock night with a big tailgate party ahead of the LA Kings Carolina Hurricanes. And how's this work, Mike? This is a parking lot thing, and you buy tickets for a special section, or what's the deal?
No, it's a K-Rock tailgate party. They actually section off an area inside Staples Center, and there'll be food, and there'll be adult beverages, as Lightning likes to say. And
I don't know what that means. That's strange.
The Vaskeezy will be there playing music. It's a pretty awesome event, especially if you like Kings hockey. So there's still tickets available, and all the info is at lakings.com/KRock.
Do they do it on the smoking patio out there in that area?
Up in that little terrace.
Yeah,
it's really cool. It's a very cool event.
So hockey plus KRock tomorrow night over there at Staples Center. Go to lakings.com/KRock for tickets.
Tomorrow morning, Tara Patrick will be on the program. School of Sex. We have Movie Beat. Because it's Friday. Yep. We have Rob Corddry, who's starring in W. Going to talk to him tomorrow.
He's great.
And we have Seth Green in the studio tomorrow.
Fantastic.
So come back then, won't you?
And we'll be relieved from the necessity to play Paper Stains, because that'll be done after the lawyer's call, right? We won't have to worry about that tomorrow. Right. That'll be over, right?
You are just negative. Let's play.
No, we don't have time. We actually don't.
We actually really have time.
We don't have time.
We have time for a little.
We don't have.
We have time.
No, we don't.
I need toilet paper because my stomach's in pain.
Okay, we heard it.
That's enough. All right.
Kings of Leon are awesome, even if they won't do our show. Their new song is coming up along with Serge Tankian.
Hey!
Incubus, we got Death Cab for Cutie, One Day as a Lion, Ramones, and more. It's all part of 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock next, right after this.